Good evening, wonderful people, great beer fans all over the world. Regardless of where you are, we are welcoming you to the PM, the evening edition of the Twice Daily Radio Biafra live broadcast from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London on this very day, the first day of July in the year of our Lord 2014. The time now is 3.5 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. in the evening. We welcome you. And we do so by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Our dear brothers and sisters in the far eastern part of the world, devoted completely and totally towards the unadulterated restoration of the complete sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. We salute each and every one of you. We salute those joining us for the very first time, and we encourage them the same way that people spoke to them and they joined us, is how they must, out of a sense of duty and patriotism, speak to other people as well. We are here, in case people do not know, to restore Biafra to its former glory. We are here to pursue our freedom, cruelly taken away from us by a white man by the name Frederick Lugard. The entrenchment of the subjugation continued under the abominable creation of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. That evil has continued till this day. That darkness has continued to envelop our lives. And we are here representing the very source of light through which this very veil of darkness will be removed. This is Radio Biafra. There are no two radio stations answering to Radio Biafra. There are no two radio stations projecting the voice of the indigenous people of Biafra to the ends of the earth, apart from this very platform. We are the only people giving hope to those who have been rendered hopeless by virtue of their accidental birth, by virtue of their conscription into this very satanic enclave they call the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, the worst place to be on this earth right now. We are asking each and every one of you listening to search your hearts, search your conscience, search your person. Ask yourself, am I worthy to serve this very noble cause? Because that was the same question we asked ourselves when we started. That wasn't enough. Some of us did many things to convince ourselves that indeed we are worthy. I had to travel all the way to Jerusalem to go and pray, to ask Chukwu Abiama if he is sure of what he's doing, if I am worthy. I know what the answer is. And the very visible manifestation of that testimony is here for everybody to see. That is why Biafra, to some of us, is the beginning and the end of life itself. Biafra to us is the Holy Grail. Biafra is the only thing that matters in this life. Nothing else matters. Not life, not family, not children. Everything fades to inconsequence when it compares to Biafra. Biafra is paramount, more important than life itself. That is why we serve our beloved country. That is why we serve that holy and sceptred land with everything that we have become. And we'll continue to do so until the end of time. Until Biafra is restored and beyond, we must serve our country in every way possible Our mission is not just political. Our mission is spiritual. We are returning the children of God, the children of Chukwu Abiama, from whence they came, to the Almighty God, to make them become the people they were before, a people chosen by the Almighty to do His will upon this very earth. Before the darkness of greed, before the darkness of mayhem and murder, before the darkness of jealousy descended upon the children of the Most High God, and they turned into wretched vagabonds. That is why you have cattle herders, Hausa Fulani people in the holy land of Biafra, the holiest piece of land anywhere around the entire universe. Biafra land is. We are here to purify this very land. We are here to ensure that only those who are worthy. We are here to offer supplications. We are here to offer prayers to Chukwu Abiama, that those who have been blinded by ignorance, that veil of ignorance may be removed, that the scales may fall away from their eyes, and they will truly behold the glory of Chukwu Abiama, which is Biafra. That's what we pray for every day. Because any day you understand the magnitude of what we are pursuing, you will also go down on your knees and thank Chukwu Abiama that you were created a Biafran. You don't know what it means. Most of us do not understand what it means to be a Biafran. On this platform, we teach you. On Radio Biafra, we make the impossible possible. What we are doing now has never been attempted in the history of freedom fighting. Never, ever, ever. We are in over 88 countries. We want to prove that to United Nations. That when we say we are formidable, that indeed we are formidable. There is nothing we have said we are going to do that we have not done or in the process of completing. We have not lied to our people. We have not deceived our people and can never deceive or lie to them. That is why anything we touch turns into gold. That is why Radio Biafra is simply the most listened to radio broadcast coming out of sub-Saharan Africa. By none. People hide under their best to listen. Some don't want to tell their wives that listen to Radio Biafra. Because here, we preach the gospel of the restoration of the kingdom of heaven upon this very earth. On this very platform, we remind our people what it means to be truthful and honest before God and before man. Every blessed day we prove that, we demonstrate it by our actions. And I also thank God that there are Biafrans answering to that very name wherever they are upon this very earth, but collectively known as the indigenous people of Biafra, that He gave these people to us, that they may receive His own gospel, which He Himself ordained, because only Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come and not man. That is why we ask you this evening, wherever you are, please, use whatever means that you have available to you. Tell those around you to please go to www.radiobiafra.co. That is our principal and main website. They must go there. You must go there yourself. They can find Radio Biafra on TuneIn. T-U-N-E-I-N. TuneIn. Google it. Download the app. Radio Biafra is there. We are on numerous satellites. We will just ask you to keep scanning for Radio Biafra. You'll find us there. We are on satellite. Radio Biafra has its own bespoke app. If you go to BiafraTelevision.co, IndigenousPeopleOfBiafra.org, PeopleOfBiafra.org, if you go to BiafraVoice.com, if you happen to stumble upon BiafraRestoration.com, indeed you will be privileged as well. Because here, we preach the gospel that Chukwu Abiama mandated us to preach. And that is the gospel of truth and honesty. We demonstrate every blessed day. Anything we tell you is gospel. Gospel. In the end, it comes to pass as one came to pass today. That everything we have been telling you is true. We understand it's difficult for you sometimes to appreciate the magnitude of what we're going through. But this radio station, the editorial board of Radio Biafra, and by extension, the indigenous people of Biafra, our directorate of state, headed by Uchenna Asiebu, we will not fail you. Never, ever, ever. Anything you want us to offer, we do so. If you like, we can bet. I'm not a betting man. Our people will fail us, not us failing them. We have studied Biafra very well. And after 18 years of studying Biafra, we can never fail. We'll miss it. Believe you me, we can't afford to. We welcome all of you. And as we welcome you, welcome others as well. Radio Biafra is an interactive platform through which you educate us, and in turn, we learn from you as well. We hope you will learn something this evening. If nothing else, how to be a better and good person. That's what we're here to do. Because we preach truth and honesty without fear, without favor. And for that reason, we are incorruptible. We shall prove so this evening again. When we say we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, we want to prove it to the world that we are indeed whiter than white and whiter than snow. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamizu, has joined me. People sometimes think that we live together. No, we don't. Barrister is a very good man. That is why he serves his country with every shred and ounce of diligence he can find within him. Always trying to mend things where there is rancor. Always trying to allow peace to prevail. I like that about him. I like peace as well, but on the terms of truth and honesty. I like it, but not at all cost. That is why we are here, making sure that what we do, what we say, is in consonance with the will of the Almighty God, and also a very physical interpretation of the will of Biafrans all over the world. We don't mince words here. We give it to you as it is. If you can't handle it, please don't listen. We are not begging anybody to listen to Radio Biafra. It is the truth. The more enemies we make, the more successful we become. We are the only people to ever accomplish that. The enemies we are making are criminals and vagabonds. Those working with APC, they've been exposed, haven't they? It's quite interesting. Very, very interesting. I don't want to laugh, but I couldn't spare myself a giggle sometime mid-morning today. When they finally confessed that indeed they are APC. Confession, more or less. Chukwu Abiyama is God. That is why every praise, honor, adoration, every prayer is to Chukwu Abiyama and not to anything fabricated by man. Chukwu Abiyama is a spirit. You don't see him, but you still offer prayers to him. Anything that you're facing that is physical, that is visual, is of this world and not of the kingdom of Chukwu Abiyama. Barrister will please acknowledge our people. In every country where they are, they can either be known as Biafrans in Brazil, Biafrans in Venezuela, Biafrans in Cambodia, Biafrans in Taiwan, Biafrans in Hong Kong. We know that. But together as one impregnable, indivisible family, we are known as the indigenous people of Biafra. Those outside are crying to come in, isn't it? When they knock and the door is not open, they try to haul a hand grenade. It doesn't work that way. We are disciplined and resolute. Disciplined and resolute. They are finding out now how strong we are, isn't it? The barrister, please acknowledge your people. They are waiting. They have been waiting to hear your voice ever since this very morning, and myself as well, please. You will proceed, if you may.
Thank you, Director. Good evening once again. Good evening to you. We spoke early in the morning, and now we are speaking again. As we promised our people, AM, PM. That has to be standard. And we are delivering. Director, before I will go further, let me assure you, or if you like, reassure you that your people will not let you down. They didn't let you down when you asked them to make contributions for the transmitter. They did not let you down when you asked them to bring money for the shipment. They did not let you down in everything you asked them to do. And there will not be any way where they will let you down because the first stage has already gone. They did not let you down in 88 countries where Biafrans are. They all came out en masse. They did not let you down. Director, there will not be any way where Biafrans, the ones we talk to, the ones we know, the ones that give us all this support, they will not let you down. From the beginning, if there were any letdowns, it would have happened. It didn't. So far, and it will not. Because at every stage you call upon them, they responded sincerely. They responded faithfully. I trust my people. I believe in them. Director, I will tell you that Biafrans is an atom. An atom is an element chemically combined together. We are an atom. We cannot be divided. We have been decimated, confused, but we cannot be divided. We are now trying to bring about the remnants, the destruction they placed on us in the zoo. If you hear the sincerity in the voice of Biafrans, you will know that the enthusiasm is there. The zeal is there, Director. Therefore, your people will never let you down. As far as you're not letting them down, they will not let you down. I can confirm and guarantee you that, Director. I speak for my people because they have always trusted us, though they have not seen most of us, but they believe in us. What other credit do you want from your people? Director, your people are good. They are responding. They believe in us, and they will restore Biafra. Good evening, all of you, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. We come again today, our usual program, to instigate your spirit, to bring about the speeches, the views, opinions on how Biafra should be restored. I trust in the people I am talking to. They are Biafrans. Even friends of Biafra are more enthusiastic. They help, they make their contributions. I know quite many of them who are not Biafrans, but anytime Biafrans are making contributions, they make their own in their own ways. Director, we love our people. We believe in them because Biafra is coming. At the end of the day, we all assemble in one place and have handshakes. Hug one another because we have achieved our aim. Our aim is the restoration of Biafra. Absolute restoration of Biafra. We are not doing anything wrong. For you to look after your father's house, you are not doing anything wrong. For it has been long overdue. This is our legitimate right. Legally, we are in a position to say we are going to restore Biafra. And anybody who is standing in our way, or anybody who is trying to forestall the restoration of Biafra, will die. This is no friendship. If you want to be my friend, support me to restore Biafra. You'll be my enemy if you become a stumbling block. I will not look back in calling you an enemy, because Biafra is my pride. It is my primary concern as I live. And why is it so? In order to save the lives of my people, the lives of my generation to come. If we don't do it now, we go into extinction. And this is what we are trying to avoid. Fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, get up with your spirit. Ginger up. And know that you are 100% right, legally, to restore your nation. We are not terrorists. We are not killing anybody. For you to go back to your father's land and do what is necessary for you to put your father's land back together, you're not doing anything wrong. No court in land can ever sanction you against you. It is called patriotism. To look after what belongs to you. Every nation, everywhere, they first of all talk about their country first, before anything. And any society, any country that will stand against the restoration of Biafra will be our number one enemy. We are not hiding it, we are speaking it out. And we are demonstrating it. Do not be ashamed, do not be shy to go for what belongs to you. For we are Biafrans. Originally, we don't fear. We respect. We tell you what is what. But we don't look back to claim what belongs to us. And anybody is a coward. Be discounted in our midst. Because if you say this is yours, it is yours. You take what belongs to you with your two hands, not taking and looking back. Who are you fearing? Is some human being like you? Fellow dear friends, I urge all of you, wherever you are, put yourself together. Because we are Biafra, we become scavengers. We pick things all over the streets, all over the countries, begging for asylum and looking for somebody to rescue. When and where you have things that will sustain you until you die in your own father's land, what are we afraid of? Why are we looking abroad, asking for arms and begging for money, when what you have is a gold in your father's land? Director, good evening. I'm handing over this to you while I wait for the news. Thank you, new director.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's always an honor and a delight and also pleasure to have Barrister Mambezu join me anytime I host this very program. It's an honor and a great privilege. I can never tire saying that. An honor and privilege to have Barrister Mambezu walk alongside myself. We are going forward. It was announced yesterday. I shall make the announcement again. We are in over 88 countries unless people are lying to me. But I know they are not. I need, in 88 countries of the world, the name, the telephone number, the village where our national coordinators in all the 88 countries where they come from, their name, contactable telephone number, and their signature. The same thing applies to all our secretaries. We have been asked to do something. If you want this, this is what you have to do. For us to get Biafrans all over the world to give them the legitimacy and the right to seek political asylum without molestation, that is something we have to do at the UN. We have been asked to do. And that is precisely what we are going to do. In fairness to the indigenous people of Biafra, they have never failed any assignment up until now. From supporting Radio Biafra and what we are doing up until today, I cannot honestly say that the indigenous people of Biafra answering to Biafrans in countries around the world have ever failed us. They have not failed us. And they will not fail us. I hope and I pray. And in turn, we cannot fail them. Now you see, that is why we are unstoppable. That is why we cannot go back. There is no retreating and no surrender. You see, that we get this Biafra, we die getting Biafra. It's as simple as that. There is no third option. No third option. We are here to rescue our country. Every national coordinator, every zonal coordinator as well, because where the national coordinator is sleeping, we take the most active zone. And that's it. We are not here to play games. If you want to serve your country, you come out and you serve your country in truth and in honesty. This documentation we submitted to United Nations High Commission for Refugees. And they will do what they have to. We don't have to do it anymore individually. It is now their duty to inform countries around the world to say, place Biafra in your list. Anybody who is a Biafran, of course, they will come to us to verify if indeed you are one of us. If you are not, we will tell you we can't help you. But if you are, we will help you. Because we are one impregnable and indivisible family. Ask and they will tell you. Those of them on the fringes are those that committed various crimes and have been deposed from their privileged positions. That's all. They will fluff around for a while and they will just dissolve and go away. Can't do anything. This very evening, following the fact that we are now in the second stage of this very struggle, having successfully completed stage one, the game now is changing a lot. And in recognition of that, we now have division of labor from the top to the bottom. The day-to-day running of the entire struggle worldwide is the responsibility of the Directorate of State. I repeat, the day-to-day running of the affairs of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world is the responsibility of the Directorate of State. And in keeping with that, we are today announcing the appointment of a chartered and certified accountant, a man of inscrutable and unimpeachable integrity, a Biafran for that matter, and a very generous philanthropist to add on top of it. He's a very wealthy man, so he's no longer looking for money. He is the man that gave us the studio from where we are broadcasting today to the world. He gave it to us in perpetuity. Biafra can have it forever and ever. He has done a lot for his country. I have spoken to him and he said yes. He will serve his country. Maazi Dalentingimo is the controller of finance all over the world. All over the whole world. No longer myself. Tomorrow morning, I will be turning over to him every document that we have in our possession relating to the finance of the people of Biafra. He will table all this documentation before the Finance Scrutiny Committee. When we say we are whiter than white, we want to prove it to people that we are. Whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. We want to tell you how much we love our country. Proof. Tomorrow, every shred of documentation will be handed over to the newly appointed controller of finance the whole world over. The only man with the power to go into any country, any zone, and demand accounting, the finance probity of that very area. Demand the account and receive it. And when he gets it, he will not give it to me. He will not give it to me direct. He will now have a finance scrutiny committee to work with. Everybody, every continent is represented here, I believe. So when you want to know how much we have in our account, you wouldn't call me. You will go to your national coordinator. You go to your zonal, and they will tell you. Because every week, starting from this Saturday, Maazi Dalentingimo will attend the meeting of the Directorate of State. He will tell them there and then how much we have in the account, how much came in and how much went out. Every blessed week with proof. As he's saying it, he is tabling every statement to support what he's saying. That is how Biafra, the new Biafra, is going to be like. We want to start with ourselves. That is how the new Biafra we're building is going to be like. I will not have access to the funds unless this very finance scrutiny committee agrees it. Therefore, if this very struggle collapses due to lack of funding, you know those to hold responsible, not me anymore. All the while, we have been in control. We have delivered on every project. All the documentation to that effect will be turned over to the new controller of finance, Maazi Dalentingimo, by tomorrow. So that by this Saturday, during the meeting of the Directorate of State, cheered and headed by Uchenna Asiegbu. Any question you ask him, he will answer with proof. He will tell you how much we have in the account up until this very second, because he is now privy to them, to all of them. I will concentrate exclusively on the running of this movement insofar as the ideology, insofar as the consistency of message, insofar as our diplomatic effort is concerned, insofar as the command of the Biafran Army is concerned. I pledged that I will do my best to get Biafra, and it will come. I do not want anything at all to give me headache anymore. It is now the headache of these people that I'm going to mention their names. This very finance scrutiny committee will be chaired by Darlene Tinimo himself. If what we are doing collapses due to lack of funding, Biafrans, the person you are going to hold is Maazi Darlene Tinimo, not me. If anything happens to what we are doing, you will hold Uchenna Asiegbu responsible, the head of the Directorate of State, the key organ we have in what we are doing. If anything happens, you will hold Chukwudi Oforma responsible. The people I am mentioning are those in the Finance Scrutiny Committee. Nobody will ask me again how much we have, how much we are getting. Never. Go and ask them. They will tell you with facts and proof. Go and ask your national coordinator, because we expect all the continental reps to go and tell their coordinators. If your country have not remitted the amounts they are supposed to, you will be told as well. From this very second onwards, the responsibility of the handling of the finance of the Biafran people rests with the following people. Darlene Tinimo is the chairman of the Finance Scrutiny Committee. Uchenna Asiegbu is there in his capacity and role as the person I will hold responsible if something goes wrong, because Biafrans will come after me, and then I go after him, and that way onwards. Chukwudi Oforma is there. Ifeanyi Okoye-Nwokike is there. Barrister Mamezu, of course, is there. Uche Mefor is there. Clifford Iranya is there. Emmanuel Otusoro is there. Eberechukwu Anibog is there. Dr. Ogedi Uzokwe is there. And my very, very dear brother, Nlewedim, who is the Asian representative, is also on this committee. It is now your responsibility, all of you. If there is anything needed to run my office, I will submit it to them and they will fund it. I will no longer entertain questions from people, either privately or openly regarding finance. You go and ask this. Any of them, you can ask them. Is their, how they decide to do it is their business. I don't want to know. It is no longer my headache. We have passed it on to other people. We are building a new Biafra. When we tell you we are whiter than white, you will believe us. By force. Because we do what we say we are going to do. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue as usual, and I do believe that the secretary to the Directorate of State, Ikechukwu Enyiagu, is taking note of all these names I mentioned. Darlene Tinimo is the chair of the Finance Scrutiny Committee. Uchenna Asiegbu is there. Chukwudi Oforma is there. Ifeanyi Okoye-Nwokike is there. Barrister Mamezu is there. Uche Mefor is there. Clifford Iranya is there. Emmanuel Otusoro is there. Our Middle East rep. Our dear sister, Brechukwu Anibog, is there. Dr. Ogedi Uzokwe is there. And Dinlewedim, my dear brother from Malaysia, is there as well. These are the people, 11 of them. We don't want to make it 12 before one turns into Judas. So we left it at 11. That is why, if you're wondering why it's only 11 people. And it covers everything. If there's anything happening, you go and ask those people, they will tell you. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue our work, and in so doing, inform you, as we are duty bound to, about the numbers with which you can get hold of us on Radio Biafra. The principal line you are required to call is +44, should you wish to offer your opinion or join our conversation later when the lines open. is +44 78 31 30 8376. I repeat, +44 78 31 30 8376. We are also on Tango and on Viber. You must keep this number very, very important. +234 81 00 904 599 on Tango and Viber. If you wish to call us on Tango or Viber, you must add +234. I believe you will download Tango or Viber on your system or both. As a matter of fact, +234 81 00 904 599, our studio number in Biafra land. We are also on Skype. Radio Biafra is all you need on Skype, and you will join us. And for our principal officers of state, most of them, I have mentioned their names this evening. They can always reach us on Rapid Response 68 to make announcements, to bring to our hearing or to our notice things happening where they are. This is your radio station, Radio Biafra. We are not forgetting those of you that started supporting us from the world zero. Some of you, I don't know who you are till today. Even one of you again contributed today. I have been seeing that very name from the beginning. You know who you are. We are grateful to you. We told you we will not let you down. And for giving us the trust and the belief and the faith, and for doing everything we have asked you to do, instead of us to let you down, we'll hang ourselves. We'll commit suicide in the public. It can never happen. We assure you. What is the fear? There is nothing to fear anymore, because the men who are going to handle your finances, even into Biafra and beyond, their names are here. Darlington Imo, Uche Nasie, Wuchukwu the former, Ifan Yokoye Nwokike, Barrister Mamezu, Uche Mefo, Clifford Iranya, Emmanuel Otusoro, Ebere Chukwani Bogo, Dr. Oge Eduzokwe, and Nlewedim. If anything happens to us, or we say we don't have funds anymore, you go and hold them responsible. Don't come to me. It's their duty from today onwards. We are spreading the burden, strengthening our structures to take us into the new country called Biafra that we're fighting for. Or the old country made new, so to speak. We must go ahead to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day. The attacks on churches are meant to cause religious war, according to Good Luck Jonathan. You know that many people who don't understand what news presentation is all about, who don't understand the work of the media, they grow impatient as usual. You know, buying and selling. It has made us to become so impatient that we have even lost our sense of reason, or reasoning, as the case may be. And I will tell you the correlation between what I said now and this very headline later on. Attacks on churches meant to cause religious war. In other words, the jihadists, the Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haramis, all of them, murderers and killers, they want to start a war. They know that Britain will never support the Christians anyway, that they know we are going to lose. This is here now. Jonathan knows, out of intelligence, from the USA, that they want to cause religious war because they know they can overrun us if they come to us now. I told them that before. Maybe I shouldn't have said it. I do apologize for saying it, that we are so weak. Anybody that wants to take us can take us now. But so also is the Nigerian army. The Nigerian army is also very, very weak. We can also take them on now and win. Now is the time to strike and win, because they're so weak. Very, very weak. United Nations is seeking to recognize our offices all over the world as Biafran missions responsible for safeguarding the interest of Biafrans, wherever they are on this planet Earth. That is where we want. It's a demand. 7 days only to show if you are a Biafran serving your country or not. Every national coordinator, as you're coming forward, you produce your secretary. Your name, where you come from, your signature is all we need. Contact number, where they can reach you, not me reaching you. Although I may do so from now and again for United Nations to call you to verify that what we are saying is true. Because they too know that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. We continue. The complete idiots as an Igbo group wants Chibok school girls brought back. An Igbo group is asking for Chibok girls to come back. I'm not surprised. As we report today, again, another death car bomb explodes at a market in the northeastern part of the Zoological Republic. Ostensibly in Borno, people are dying. What is new? What is new? Boko Haram, Iwuanyanwu places southeast governors on security alert so they can jump into their private jets and run away and leave people at home to die. Islam is coming. Islam is coming. And Okorocha is at the vanguard of it, the pioneer of Islamic conquest. Where are the six suspects? Then when, what is happening to our people? Why don't you ask questions, for goodness sake? Where are the six suspected Hausa Fulani killers that went to a church, you know, to murder all of us? Where are they? So you don't know Okorocha sanctioned their release and transfer back to the north? So none of you knew that? Okay. We are telling you today. In a few weeks' time now, all the details will come and you say, oh my God, I heard it on Radio Biafra. Iwuanyanwu is placing them on alert so they can prepare to run away. The looter and murderer. All the so-called Igbo governors, they are killers and murderers, all of them. Peter Obi says Southeast governors are doing well. Of course, they're doing well for themselves and their families. Looting money belonging to the public. How sad can that be? Very, very sad indeed. Very sad. Northeast delegates, why we are opposed to an additional state for the poor, hapless Southeast Igbo people. They are begging us for a state, according to Hausa people, but we won't give it to them. Because they are not equal to us. They are inferior to us. As our brother said this morning, an uncircumcised aquarequata suffering, according to Barrister. Cattle rear that drinks milk, Ofura Dununu, is telling the children of God that he's superior to them. Of course, they will say it. After all, we brought this nonsense upon ourselves. And as somebody reminded us this morning, it only affects them in the confab. All those that went to confab, have they said anything about Biafra? Have you heard them say anything at all? Remotely resembling freedom for Biafrans? The answer is no. They will collect their 12 million and come back and say, let Igbos unite. Unity, my fruit. And now the news in greater detail. President Goodluck Jonathan said yesterday that Sunday's attack by Boko Haram on churches in three villages near Chibok, Borno State, are meant to instigate violence among religious groups in the country. The president, who condemned the attack, said the insurgents have just proven by the latest violence that they are totally misguided and are using the cover of religion to commit crime against their countrymen and women. He urged the citizenry to resist this new attempt to undermine the nation's firm and collective resolve to unite in full support of its armed forces and security agencies against the vicious perpetrators of brutal attacks on innocent civilians. Very fine English, I must say. The grammar is superb. Well written. I accept that. Jonathan is talking about unity again. That people are resolved to unite. I don't know who's advising this very man. Where he gets all this information from. He's a joker. Who told you want to unite? Who are the ones killing people? Hausa, Fulani, Islamic people are killing Biafran Christians. Because we are the fools in the north. What have we done to them? You asked us to give you our land and oil we gave you. You asked us to allow your cattle to graze in our land. We allowed you. You came, you took our mothers, you left them, we didn't complain. You abducted our daughters. Of course, how can we speak? Even when you kill us, you don't want our bodies brought back home anymore for burial. Of course, we accepted. Courtesy of the 5 billion you gave Ohanaeze. Can anybody ask the Sultan of Sokoto, Ibrahim, Babangida, and Buhari, the sponsors of Boko Haram, what did these people you're killing, what did they do to you? You have your oil refineries abroad. You take oil for free, you refine, you bring it back, we pay you oil subsidy again on top of it. Your children have the best horse trainers from Argentina, teaching them how to play polo. As other people are suffering from poliomyelitis, your own children are playing polo on horses, thoroughbred horses, on money made out of the suffering of millions upon millions of people. That Jonathan is talking about unity. The man is misguided. Very, very misguided. Now it is becoming apparent to everybody that these people are hell-bent on Islamizing everybody, on killing everything in sight. That's what they said. They will kill everything in sight. And that is exactly what they are doing. We have announced it to the hearing of the world that our movement towards Biafra restoration is unstoppable. We are participating in activities that will lead to us converting all the offices of the indigenous people of Biafra around the world to Biafra missions. Therefore, national coordinators will automatically become ambassadors of Biafrans in that very place where they are until we get Biafra. To go out to evangelize, to go and preach this very gospel without fear before our enemies. To have Biafran flag flying in front of our offices all over the world. We said we are formidable. We need to prove it now, how formidable we are. All this information should be collected together and given, handed over to Carol Chidinma Monday. Lolo, they call her. Carol Monday is responsible for collecting all this information. Every continental rep, every coordinator, including the officers designated out of the Directorate of State to handle this very affair, must forward all this information to Carol Monday as quickly as possible. She is the one charged and tasked with collating all this information. Very, very important. Very, very important. There is an Igbo group again, Chibo and Wozo. There is an Igbo group today. Their name is the Association of Ndi Eze Ndi Igbo, Nuzu Ije. These people is the Association of Eze Ndi Igbo. Eze Ndi Igbo means Igbo kings in the diaspora. Those of them on the road who never comes home. They got together at least. They are living in the diaspora. They have called for the immediate release of Chibok school girls held captive by Boko Haram insurgents. The association also condoled with the family of the late Emir of Kano, Alhaji Ade. Hey, God, these Igbo people. Chineke Ekweli Hojo Igbo. Hi, God in heaven. We have to try and be professional and continue. The association also condoled with the family of the late Emir of Kano, Alhaji Adobayero, and the Kano State Government. The group commended the federal government for commencing work on the second Niger Bridge and appealed to politicians to play politics without bitterness, saying elections should not be... I'm sorry. I'm very, very... I do apologize. I had to laugh because there is no second Niger Bridge. Do you see what happens to you when you don't go home? They are in the diaspora. They are Igbo kings in the diaspora. Not minding that we Biafrans do not have kings. We don't. We have maybe a traditional ruler or the custodian of our way of life. Not kings, I hasten to add. Please. They say they are kings on the road, the diaspora, and on the path leading out of Igbo land. They did not hear that cattle rearers are in their villages. They have not heard that Chief Justice Chukwudi Oputa is dead. They did not commiserate with the Oputa family. But they are condoling with the Emir of Kano. When I say it, barrister will say, but why do you hate it? Barrister, look at it now. Okwandibo. Do you now people can appreciate why we don't compromise? They say, oh, they don't want unity. You can see, look at those you're uniting with now. This is them. They are here now. Ezendi Igbo. I don't know if that name brings madness into people. Lunacy. All this news on Radio Biafra website, you can go and read it. It's there. The group commended the federal government for commencing work on the second Niger Bridge. And I'm asking them, where is that bridge that they're building? Where is it? Only in the minds of idiots and useless people. They say, I insult people. If you're not a fool, will I call you a fool? God will Akpabio, do I insult him? The answer is no. And everybody then shuts up because the answer is no. We continue. A collection of idiots by the name Ezendi Igbo. Ezendi Igbo in the diaspora. A collection of idiots, hungry people. It reminds me of those of them in a particular Biafran group. Very hungry and wretched people. Ill-educated, without any shred of patriotism or passion for their country in them. Wretched people, corrupted by years upon years of useless attendance of Igbo meetings. Useless. If you attend Igbo meeting, you become like them. As hopeless as them. As useless as they are. Vagabonds. You are commiserating with the MA of Kanu's family. How many Hausa groups commiserated with the family of Oputa? How many Hausa families? Men without shame and honor. No shame, no honor. Car bomb has exploded as usual in the zoo. According to Associated Press, a car bomb exploded in a market in the Nigeria's northeast city of Maiduguri on Tuesday morning, and dozens of people are feared dead. Witnesses said they immediately blamed Boko Haram, the Islamic extremist group whose birthplace is Maiduguri and which is accused of a series of recent bomb attacks in the West African nation. Tuesday's explosives were hidden under a load of charcoal in a pickup van. According to witnesses who spoke on condition of anonymity for fear of reprisals, the trader's name is Daba Musa Yobe. I told you they are born on the street. This one's name is Yobe. You know Yobe State? That's somebody's name here, Yobe. If you are born as a vagabond on the street without a father, you grow up and you adopt the name of that very place where you were born or where you started your life as a beggar. Al-Majiri. This one's name is Yobe. These are the people we are in the same country with. Oh God. Please come and save your children. Forgive us. Anything we may, please, we beg you, openly and publicly. We have fallen short of your mercy. Have mercy upon us. We beg you. Remove us from this, I don't know what to call them. They are lower than monkeys. Remove us from them, please. We beg you. The trader's name is Daba Musa Yobe, who works near the popular market, said the bomb went off just after the market opened at 8 a.m. before most traders or customers had arrived. Other witnesses said they saw about 50 bodies and that 5 cars and some tricycle taxis were set ablaze by the explosion. They said the toll could have been worse, but fewer than normal traders and customers were around because most people stay up late to eat during Ramadan, the Muslim month of fasting from sunrise to sunset. A security official at the scene confirmed the blast, saying many of the casualties are feared dead. He spoke on, dear Lord God, have mercy. Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II, have you seen the very satanic enclave that you created? Have you seen what you have created? Dr. Uzokwe, you will wait for us. We are presenting the news. I don't know if Dr. Uzokwe wants to abdicate or run away from his responsibility, but he must serve his country. In the Finance Scrutineering Committee or Finance Scrutiny Committee. Please, doctor, stay where you are. I shall come to you immediately after this news presentation. The car bombs will continue going off until people come to their senses. Simple as that. Your grave is not far away if Boko Haram did not kill you. Biafran's will. I love that. You were among the evil men who soiled the land. And your panic right now is just what a chameleon you are. You lack the moral standing to make this call. As Iwuanyanwu places Southeast governors on security alert, he is worse than Boko Haram. This man, worse than Boko Haram. And we pray that when the time comes, that Chukwu Abiyama will have mercy upon their soul. All of them. They can all form Biafran groups, all of them, one after the other. And they ask us to do peace. And as we are researching how we are going to do peace, it's now beginning to emerge that all these, that these are indeed APC men, by their own admission, with their own mouth, with evidence, they are using the name of Biafra to follow Okorocha and serve APC. I hope they have repented. They have to come publicly to apologize to Biafrans for lying to them as a condition. They must apologize for lying. Don't apologize to me, because we know we speak the truth all the time. If you like, you believe it. If you like, you don't. That is your business. We don't care. We speak the truth always. Even if it leads to our death, the truth must be spoken. It's been confirmed that they were in cahoots with APC vagabonds. The immediate past governor of Anambra State, Mr. Peter Obi, has expressed dissatisfaction with the level of governance in the southeast, where there is no light, no water, no good road. Education system has completely collapsed. No second Niger bridge, no international airport, and they are doing very well. Imagine what will happen if they do worse. Peter Obi is congratulating southeast governors for doing well. Dear Lord, please have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. Peter Obi was the man that killed our own brothers and dumped their body inside the Zoo River. When they were about to vote this man in 2010, we warned them, don't vote him in. But you know, our attention span is so tiny, being the Igbo people that we are. You know, he's buying and selling. If he's lost, then you try and make profit next time. Very, very tiny and shallow brain that we possess. We have cleverly forgotten that people were dumped inside the Zoo River by this man. I don't know who is listening. I don't know our Facebook admin who is listening. I want the pictures of the Zoo River victims published under this very news. Telechi of Oleta, if he's listening, I believe he's in New Zealand listening at this very moment. I want the pictures of a Zoo River victims published. Everywhere we are. Remind people who Peter Obi is, because sometimes our brain doesn't function very well. Tell them what he did. And tell them that mothers gave birth to those people. Let them know that a woman married a man, was conceived, and carried those people for 9 months in her womb, gave birth. That child was killed by Peter Obi. Think about your own mother, think about your own siblings. How about if they were your relatives? Peter Obi, that took the money of Anambra people to go and build a shopping mall. I don't know why Boko Haram hasn't gone there to destroy it completely and kill all of them. I don't know why. That is what needs to happen. That is the news for this very day. We reported this again in the morning, that a Hausa person said that they are superior to Igbo people. That is why you will not get another state. And all your delegates at the confab went and sat down. They said nothing. What can they say? A Hausa man has spoken. Therefore, shut up. And that they are all... When they come back, they say, no, Igbo Jikata, let us unite. Under criminality. Under compromise. That is why some of them cannot stand where we stand. Because we believe in truth and honesty. Because Chukwu Abiyama is our God. Barrister, you bear with me. Dr. Oge Edunzokwe is with us. I don't know if he wants to go into the theater for surgery. I don't understand if he's performing any operation on anybody or any child. Please, the doctor is with us. Dr. Oge Edunzokwe is one of the committee members on the finance scrutiny panel. If anything goes wrong with this struggle in terms of finance, please hold him responsible. Go ahead, please, doctor.
Yeah, director, thank you very much. I actually was having problem getting Radio Biafra. In fact, I'm not even listening, because I don't know whether it's because where I'm working, the internet connection is not very good. But I get the website, but it doesn't come on. So I just sent a call to see whether you are on air, and then you just picked up the phone. However, I will use the opportunity to make a little comment. Thank you for what you are doing. My name is Dr. Oge Edunzokwe. I'm from Uguta in Biafra land. And I want to use this opportunity to greet all Biafrans listening from all over the world, and friends of Biafra, and those who support the our campaign to be free from the zoo called Nigeria. The only comment I want to make is when I listen to the news in the morning, probably, you know, before going to work, I realized that what the Hausa man who was quoting Aristotle said, I was very, very, very worried. I don't understand. I was expecting that our people that are in the National Conference should reply or even call him to order. Because, you see, if somebody, assuming this kind of situation exists in the United Kingdom, it will be difficult for a white man to stand up and make that kind of sentence or statement against a particular people. You see, there are times I keep feeling that our people, because English is not our first language, even the Hausa man who was representing the Northerners and made that statement about Aristotle, probably he doesn't even understand what he's saying. So he has read Aristotle and wants to sound that he knows how to speak English. Because when you analyze what he said, any person who listens to that should really be very unhappy.
Yes.
And our people should have called him to order when he was saying that. And they have not even responded. So I start wondering, do they actually, that those Igbos are representing the so-called Southeast, according to them, do they actually understand the English? And the man who spoke the English, does he understand what he said? Well, that is what I felt very worried, you know, and to be sincere, I just say, like, if it is possible to cut out myself completely from that zoo called Nigeria, I will do it immediately. I feel very unhappy. Well, that's the only comment I want to make.
I'm sure, Doctor, if you heard any of the headlines, you would have made another comment. We now have a controller of finance. His name is Maazi Darlington Imo. He is a chartered accountant qualified, you know, not internet, chartered accountant qualified here in the UK.
Yeah.
He owns a transport company here in the UK. He is also an estate developer here in the United Kingdom. The man that gave us our studio for free in perpetuity and forever. As long as we need it. He is going to head the finance. He is the controller of finance, responsible for the finance all over the world. And there is a committee that he will be reporting to. This committee is called the Finance Scrutiny Committee. This very committee is responsible for everything to do with finance across the entire movement worldwide.
Okay.
And the names of the people here is Mr. Darlington Imo himself, who is the chair, Uchenna Asiebu, our head of the Directorate of State, Chukwudi Oforma from Australia, Ifan Okoye-Nwokike from Norway, Bergen, Norway, Barrister Man Mezu, who is an editorial board member, Uchenna Oforma, my deputy, Clifford Iranya, United, not just US, but the entire continent of North America, Emmanuel Otus from Middle East, our dear sister, Bre Chukwane Bogo, representing Africa in this very case, and your humble self, Dr. Ogedu Uzokwe, and also Nlewedim, my dear brother from Malaysia. These are people that if anything goes wrong in the movement, we hold them. You will tell us how much comes in and goes out. I wouldn't know anymore. From tomorrow, I would no longer know.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And God bless you. I am bringing in the barrister straight away, the very eminent barrister himself, Barrister Man Mezu. I presume that you can hear me. Barrister, have you left me?
Never, Director, never. Impossible.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Impossible. Yes, I was listening to you and Dr. Ogede. Doctor, good evening to you. And, of course, you're trying to review the English that was spoken early in the morning, which I did not see any big deal in it. The guy, of course, did not understand what he was quoting. He just read something and it was so pompous about it, he decided to explode with it without understanding what he was talking about. So just forgive him. After all, he's an Hausa man. What do you have to get worried about an Hausa man speaking English? It doesn't exist. Director, from the information you gave us in relation to the news of today,
This group call themselves Igbo, is Ndibo, and all the rest of it. You see, Director, what causes all this problem is hunger. When our men have nothing to eat, they start to solicit. Well, in all this time, we have been facing bomb attacks. Our people are dying. These Ohanaeze Ndibo, Ohanaeze Ndibo, where are they? Have they said anything against the House of Fulani Boko Haram? No. But they are prepared to say, oh, we are sorry that somebody or people died. Why? So that when they go begging for money, they'll bring that newspaper. You see, we said something here, so date. What is causing all this, Director, is hunger. Our people sold their souls to the House of Fulani Boko Haram. And that is why any crime they commit against our people, nobody can say anything. Remember, they are still thinking the second Niger Bridge is still it's still going on. Because they are Ohanaeze Ndibo, Ohanaeze Ndibo in diaspora, I've never heard that somebody can be a king and stay abroad. What does king does? What they do is to stay at home and look after their people, their kinsmen. Not being abroad, answering all sorts of names and asking for money. Shame on all of them. Director, because this group are answering Igbo, will not allow me to condemn all Igbos. You are an Igbo. I am an Igbo. Although you claim, of course, that you are not a Biafran, but nothing will ever take you away from being an Igbo man. I will not condemn everybody entirely because those few ones who count themselves as a group are hungry men and women, and we leave it at that because they are bringing shame upon their families and upon their own names, not on my name. You said this one day that Eze Emmanuel Njemanze has never followed any of all these wicked, stupid men to Abuja to go and collect money because we have integrity, we have respect. And you said the Director, Njemanze, the Eze Ndiowere.
He doesn't take nonsense.
He has not been there to go and collect anything.
Listen, Baris, I've said it before. Well, the people don't involve themselves in that rubbish. Sucking
Thank
up
you.
To so they don't do. Now, I told you, even before we came on Radio Biafra, I made it very, very clear. Oh, where the people don't tolerate rubbish from people. Anyway, you see what they will do to Okorocha? Continue. Go ahead.
Director, you wait. You will see. So, when we see our people misbehaving, because these are the people that we always praise, they are Igbos. So, when a different Igbo group
they are people, not Igbo people. They are from over there.
Ore people are Igbo people, Director. Anyway, thank you for the accolade you always give to Ore people because we tend to believe in righteousness. We tend to believe in the integrity of men and women, not prostituting ourselves all over the place for the sake of Hassan Fulani Boko Haram. People came to your own land, take your oil and all you have. All you do is to go and bow down. Look at what Oresha Sokrocha is doing in Ore land. Converting our men into Islam. Open a television station. Because all these guys, they do not have jobs. That's why they tend to run into that place. You go to church, you put your money. Islam will give you money to go and do business. That's why our men, those few hungry ones, telling the Kaduna people, somebody died, so we sympathize with you, we empathize with you. It's all rubbish. Director, once Biafra comes, you see, you will know that some of our people are very, very chameleons in nature. They will change, they will tell you, no, they never say anything. In fact, they hate Hausa. You, the same people who are begging them, will be the same people who make a U-turn overnight. That is how slippery some of our people are. Let them carry on misbehaving. Biafra will come. Because all of us cannot tolerate all this rubbish. Director, I will not see you going to Abuja to ask for anything. From who? Neither will I do that. So all this rubbish, it has a time limit, which is what we are pursuing. Look at bomb every day. Bomb attack every day. Bomb attack every day. On whose life? On our lives. Our people are dying. Nobody is. And good luck is talking about religious war. The one that is on top of his head, what is he doing about it? Attack on churches. They are trying to provoke religious war. What about the ones that they are killing us?
Exactly.
Has he done anything?
Exactly.
He will release them, buy them SUVs, give them money, and pretending. talking rubbish. It's a religious war. Well, what religious war? You have a war at the moment. What have you done?
Nothing.
Your military will see Boko Haram with firearm. They turn into mechanics and run away. They are no longer interested in fighting them. That is a big shame. All I urge our peoples, please, wherever you are, come out. Do not, for the sake of few hungry individuals, and abandon your cause to restore Biafra. I urge all of you, the brave ones, those who are not greedy, everything is money, money, money. Rebel Biafra, if we are greedy like those who are parading themselves looking for money, what money is this? The money that came from your land. Hausa Fulani are turning it. All of them are Malam, Mr. Director, and all the rest of it. They are no longer into cattle rearing. Check the whole operation in that zoo. A Hausa man is a commissioner of police in Abia, commissioner of police in Imo, commissioner of police in Anambra, commissioner of police. How many of our people, all these stupid, wicked ones, are collecting money for them? How many of them are commissioners in Hausa land? None of them. But yet they are happy with the few little coins given to them and their families, and they are happy. That will tell you what those who believe in bribery and corruption. And of course, they will never support you to restore Biafra. Otherwise, the money they get will stop, cease completely, and banished. That is why they will do all they could to stop our movement. We aren't going to believe that this will be swift and easy for us. They will do all they could with those who are giving them money. And with some few Western people who are, somebody was telling me earlier today, now they are trying to persecute Sarkozy, a French man, an ex-president.
Of course, yes.
But how many presidents in that zoo embezzled money have they ever tracked down, talkless of persecuting? Who are protecting them? The Western world. Because that zoo is a pariah where I will come and steal, they want to join them and steal, therefore nobody will be persecuted. But be you a Biafran, or if you manage to be an Igbo man, touch anything. Look at what they do to Ibori. 13 years. Obasanjo is there. Babangida
Omar Odiko, Omar Odiko, barrister, died here. He came here, he died. Omar Odiko is dead here in London. Yesterday he died in London. He's dead in London. Barrister, forget it. I don't know.
Oh, the Omar Odiko is dead now.
He's dead. Omar Odiko died, yes. We don't want to report it. He's here to us. Odiko died yesterday in London. He's in London. The dead body is in London here. And Ibori is in jail. Ibori is in jail. But Omar Odiko came here to receive treatment.
Yeah, so the money he stole, everything will... They're using it here for the economy, isn't it? That zoo is... The director, they deliberately created the zoo where everybody will go and steal. They had a park, an arrangement, nobody will be persecuted. They want to come there and steal. So those Hausa, Fulani, and Yoruba, when they steal, nobody will persecute them because it's an arrangement. But look at what... was it 3 weeks or so? They gave this guy 25 years in jail. What's this guy Obasanjo? Asked him to go and stay in Calabar. When the West need him, he asked. He told them this is where he is.
Charles Taylor. And the guy Charles Taylor.
Charles Taylor was given 25 years. What did this guy do that Obasanjo did not do?
Even
what
worse.
What did he do that go on?
Zaki Biam. Zaki Biam, go on. How about Odi massacre, slaughter at Odi.
Right. So director, it's a shame some of our people are not clever enough to check history and see what is happening and ask questions. As soon as they see money from their own land, they jump up and denounce where they are coming from. It's a big shame. But director, we'll carry on until Biafra is restored. But we cannot be in any doubt that zoo was created where everybody, as far as you are Hausa, you're Yoruba, you're Western world, be you Britain or America, come and steal. Is free for everybody. What are they stealing? My product, your product, the product of Biafra. This is why we will resist this. This year and next year, it won't pass.
Of course. You are a good man, Barrister. Thank you very, very much. Of course, Omar Odiko is dead, and rightfully so. As I say all the time, on Adem Makonyo, Wala Wuronia, Wuronia Kamo. Mazi Darlington Imo is with us. We have given him a responsibility that is so great that we cannot begin to quantify it. We are making it very, very clear. What we are asking him to do is monumental. It is massive. If you want to inquire anything about funding, let nobody come close to me. Don't come to me. Go to him. Go to Uchenna Asiebu. Go to the Directorate of State and ask them. Nobody should ask me anything about funding or finance again from today onwards. He's here. And I will ask him if he can graciously accept this very burden placed upon him. Please.
Fellow Biafrans and non-Biafrans worldwide presently listening, my name is Darlington Imo from Arundi Zogo, a committed Biafran resident in London. May I say a very good evening to you all. I feel honored by this appointment. Having said that, I will say that responsibility goes with accountability. One may ask, what am I aspiring from this appointment? I would like to say that I am aspiring to be viewed as a barometer or yardstick or benchmark of transparent honesty, proven reliability, and unimpeachable integrity. Not only that an officer entrusted with public funds should be honest, but he must be seen to be honest. That is what is meant by transparent honesty. I will execute the duties of my office conscientiously and dexterously to the best of my professional experience and with dauntless zeal and unflinching and unalloyed loyalty to our cause, which is the rebirth of a clean society of the Republic of Biafra. When I say a clean society, I mean a clean society in its utmost format, where no man and no nation can again threaten our territorial integrity. Biafrans are fighting to be free from oppression and marginalization and wanton plunder of our Biafran natural resources, which has precipitated a life expectancy of much less than 50 years among our people. But do Biafrans have a right to self-determination? Ladies and gentlemen, the right of self-determination is so fundamental, so inalienable in a civilized society that it is taken for granted. Czechoslovakia decided to go their separate ways, and today there is Czech Republic and Republic of Slovakia, and not a single shot was fired, and nobody was arrested because Czechoslovakia was a civilized country. Quebec voted to remain part of, in a referendum to remain part of Canada, and not a single shot was fired because Canada is a civilized society. The former British Foreign Secretary, Sir Douglas Hurd, has stated categorically that gone are the days when a nation is held together by shooting the citizens. In a few weeks, Scotland will vote whether to remain part of Britain or to be independent. And so far, nobody has been killed or arrested for agitating for Scottish independence. But in the case of Nigeria, millions of Biafrans were killed between 1967 and 1970 for asking for Biafran independence, all because Nigeria is a very uncivilized country. If one wants proof that Nigeria is not civilized, that proof came from no lesser a personality than a former Nigerian head of state, General Olusegun Obasanjo. In a BBC television interview, while the whole world was listening, General Olusegun Obasanjo told the world that what was then happening in Nigeria will not happen in a civilized country. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a former head of state telling the world that Nigeria he ruled for the better part of 10 years is not civilized. So who is anybody else to refute that statement? The former American Secretary of State, Mrs. Hillary Clinton, said that corruption in Nigeria is unbelievable. For such a high-profile diplomat to publicly make such a statement, it means that corruption in Nigeria is grotesque, to use a very appropriate term. We Biafran don't want to be forced to remain part of such a country. We want to be free to develop Biafra as we deem fit. Thank you all for listening. Ladies and gentlemen, I now hand you back to Nnamdi Kanu. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much for that. You have spoken very well, and I'm sure our people will accept it in very good faith that you are going to serve your country with every determination, with every proven professional integrity you can bring to bear upon this very position. Thank you very, very much for that. That was the voice of our dear brother, Master Dalentingimo. We are going straight to the lines because our lines are now open. We are going straight to Skype, the caller on Skype. I wonder if you can hear me. If you can hear me, you are our first caller today, the first day of July 2014. The time now is approximately 25 minutes past 8 p.m. here in London. Please, your name and where you are. We are Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Yeah, this is Ojukwu calling from France.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Director, I must commend you for what you are doing. In fact, you are a great man. You know, in fact, I fear you now, you know, because last 2 days I had a dream. In that dream, I saw it was as if you people were doing like a masquerade somewhere. And I was hearing your voice among all those who vote, because we couldn't see their faces. And they were just agitating. I ran away. I ran into the nearby house there. And, I was so amazed that suddenly I saw you again inside that house. You were talking and we were discussing. And we were discussing outside. I just turned. You showed me something at my back. I just turned to see that in. When I turned back again to look at you, you disappeared. I said, what does this mean? Does it mean that this man is having a supernatural being power in him? Because I can't understand how you disappeared. I say, God, that shows me that this man indeed you are with him. In fact, Director, I respect you. I respect you. I commend you. If anybody thinks that you came by your own self, that person is mistaken himself, because I can see you have a power of God, Chukwuebiamah, behind you. There is another thing I want to talk about. I just want to touch that area, because you talk about Peter Obi election and this. Director, you said you told people not to vote him. Director, who vote Peter Obi? Who vote there in that zoo, sir? How do they count vote? Is there any transparent vote that you've been there when they counted? Everything they are doing there, they put in the person they want to put in, and that person will begin to rule. People are going just there for, you know, in a voter's corner to fulfill. Some people are going there just to fulfill some normal voters' responsibilities. That's all. If all those things are being put to consideration, I don't think that kind of human being will be a governor of Anambra State one day. So I just want to correct that impression, because nobody in that zoo, even in Biafra land, have been voted normally. They have their mafian group. Who they say that will go in, will go in. Who they say that will not go in, will not go in. Then another thing I want to ask you about is, Director, I heard somebody said
I'll read it. This is the, you know, that the delegates from your place, from your village, the Igbo people, they went to the confab, it's called confab, to go and talk about the restructure. They went there to talk about additional state. You know, they want to have identified somebody who's going to be the new governor. They want to share their location. So they're asking for a new state. And this is the response from Hausa people. And this is the news in detail. I'll read it again. The Northern delegates to the ongoing national conference. Ojukwu, I hope you're listening.
Yes, I'm listening, yeah.
The Northern delegates to the ongoing national conference have given reasons why they are opposed to the creation of an additional state for the Southeast. The Southeast means Igbo people. Spokesman of the delegates of the Northern people, Mr. Anthony Sani, who made this known, said the issue of an additional state for Igbo people purely on the basis of equality ignores the fact that equality is not just one-sided. It is not one and the same thing with equity. Equality and equity are not the same. I agree. He went on to quote Aristotle. This is the problem. Sani said, injustice is not only when equals are treated unequally, but also when people who are unequal are treated equally.
Yes, yes, Director. Are you arguing it?
I'm not.
Did they say they are greater than Biafra?
That is what they're saying.
Director, they said they are greater than Igbo people, not Biafra. why are you arguing? Are they not saying the truth?
Oh, God.
Because if Ohanaeze Igbo can go there and bow down for Emir for some money, are they not proving that they are inferior than them? They are Igbo people. They are Igbo. I'm an Igbo man, a Biafran. But you know, some majority of us in Igbo people, they have brought shame to this name Igbo. Is it not what is happening? Somebody is going there saying that there are Igbo king, I don't know, in diaspora, I don't know.
Is there another one? It's from Igbo people. Igbo now, Igbo.
you see, Director, so all these things, amazing. Are they not saying the truth? They say the truth. But I will react when they say they are superior than Biafra. Now, there we will react. But when they say Igbo people, Director, don't react, because what they are saying is true. Because I don't see the reason why the Hausa man will come to own an oil well in Igbo land, and he will be using that money to sponsor our killers, and we will go to their land to beg for that same money. Are they not superior than us?
Of course they are.
We equals. They are. So, but if they tell me that they are superior than Biafra, I will say no, because Biafra is different from Igbo. I am an Igbo. Minority of us are suffering because of what the majority of us Igbo people have brought to us as a shame to that name. So Biafra is what is going to solve all this nonsense. When they come out now and say Biafra, they are inferior and superior than Biafra, then the time shall tell. Then time shall tell if they are superior than Biafra or not. But when they talk about Igbo people, I will not doubt it. It might be true. Because what is happening today? Somebody is going to bring back our girls. Have they manifested against their brothers that have been killing for years? None of them have said anything. All they are saying is they are sending condolence visit message to northern leaders that died. But how many of our brothers killed in the bomb attacks by Boko Haram? Have they sent their condolence to their families?
They won't do so.
Nobody is even talking about them. So somebody, a president, even the shameless president, will go and compensate our killers. Instead of compensating the family of the victims, they will go and compensate do you know, I listened to one news, French people were saying, they were so amazed that Nigeria have no structure, no medical structure to take care of the victims.
You're talking about medical structure. There is no even structure for DB, a native doctor. Talk less of medical doctor. There's no structure for native doctors. Talk less of this thing, qualified people. My dear brother, stay where you are. Ojukwu, remain where you are. We have a caller waiting on the phone for very long. This caller, you will give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director, good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Yeah, my name is Ifeanyi Chukwuogwumike. I'm calling from Norway.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I called to commend you for the announcement you made about regard to the people that will handle the finance. I call to commend you on that and commend you in all what we are doing. But my purpose of making this call is to let the Biafrans know the foundation the foundation that you are laying down now, the foundation of transparency that build a nation. Or any Biafran that is hearing what I am saying should listen very carefully and follow it up very carefully, that the transparency of what will take us to any level that we dream, that the Biafrans dream to be, is the foundation that the director is laying today. And any person that deviated from these principles that the director is laying down today should consider himself as a failure. Any Biafran that is hearing the way director is laying foundation of the restoration of independent state of Biafra, that is the foundation on which Biafra will be run. And any zonal coordinator or any country coordinator should see himself as the same thing as director. Any person that failed to go in line with these principles that the director is laying down should consider himself as a failure. And I use this opportunity to let the people living in Norway to know that this is my voice today, is a clarion call to Norway. If you are residing in Norway and you have heard what director said today and you are still sleeping, consider yourself as a failure if you are in Norway. I'm speaking from Norway. If you are in Norway and you see how the leader is laying foundation on how we will proceed to actualize our dreams, and you wait until somebody comes to approach you to come to the meeting or to come to contribute to the restoration of Biafran state, if you are in Norway, consider yourself as a failure. Consider your journey to Europe as a failure, because you know absolutely nothing to take back home. Even if you go home. But this foundation that the director is laying, let it be a clarion call to the whole world that the Biafrans have somebody that will take us to where we belong, that will take us to Biafran land, that what director is saying is 100% truth, based on the principles so far that I started listening to radio. Since I started listening to Radio Biafra, what motivates me into this struggle is the principles that the director is laying down. And the principles, as he's laying it down, gradually is accomplishing it. So my people, I call Biafrans all over the world to stop discussing about Nigerian news. Biafrans, stop discussing about Nigerian news. Nigerian news is not important. And the director, stop saying that, I'm sorry to use this voice, but please stop saying that our news, this is not our news, director. You call it the Zoo news. It's not our news. Yes, because sometimes I hear you said our news. This is not our news, director. This is the Zoo news. That you want to give us the Zoo news and not our news. So that is it. So I use this opportunity to motivate the people in Norway, because I'm residing in Norway. I use the opportunity to motivate the people in Norway to come out in mass and make sure that the 350 euro level, that everybody, Norway will never board last. If Norway board last, consider yourself that made us to board last. Consider yourself as a failure and not me, because I will never put my hands and I've never recorded failure in my journey, so why should I record failure in restoring Biafra? The restoration of independent state of Biafra is real, because with what director is saying, I am calling on Norway to wake up, that this is a reality. With what we have had today, our brother that will spearhead that mission, I heard his voice. He is a man to be appreciate him. And all the people that is there, that I had their names, Director, you are too much. All the people that you had, I had their names, they are highly motivated, and myself is motivated. So, Director, I thank you for this work. And Director, when we are thanking you, we know why. This is about 50 years, my man. Nobody come to our rescue. So all these thanks is because nobody come to our rescue. Then all of a sudden, we find somebody that is fit to take us to where we belong. Then everybody is calling to say thank you. So, Director, you and your crew members have to appreciate this thank you because there's nothing we can say anymore. So thank you very much for your good work, and I encourage you people to do more than you are doing today. That as long as I am concerned personally, Director, my position is, well, I must protect my position. But at the same time, let my people here to know that we have to protect our interests to enable us to get to where we are going. Thank you and God bless.
Thank you very much and God bless you too. Thank you for that. That was our dear brother from Trondheim. I welcome his calls most of the time. And I also welcome the one he plays today. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are transmitting live and direct to the whole world. We are on satellite. We are on the internet. We come to you even via your smartphones. And we are hoping and praying that by the grace of Chukwu Abiama, very shortly we should be able to come to you on transistor long wave radio as well. Everything humanly possible is being done to ensure that our march towards our goal, which is our freedom, is unstoppable. Absolutely unstoppable. And our lines are open. The coordinator's line is open, Rapid Response 68. Our Skype is open, Just Radio Biafra. And also our telephone line is here, +447 8. Am I correct? +447 8 313 08 376. This number also is on Facebook. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, are you speaking to me?
Yes, please, I'm speaking to you. Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra live transmission from London.
Good evening, all Biafrans. Good evening, Director. My name is Fabian Uchu Onyebuchi. I'm calling from Milton Keynes. I come from Iwoze, Obago.
Thank you very much.
I want to thank you for your good work and welcome to England for the broadcast. I thank God for all his protection upon you and your crew while you're in Biafra land.
Thank you.
I also want to use this opportunity to announce the meeting that will be coming up on Sunday. This coming Sunday in Milton Keynes. The venue for the meeting will be at Healand. Meeting center at Healand. And the time is going to be by 6 p.m. in the evening. I want to encourage all Biafrans to attend the meeting. If you live in Milton Keynes, if you live in Aylesbury, in Buckingham, like in Buzzard, Northampton, if you live in Luton, if you live in Bedford, please do attend the meeting. It is very important as we've gone into the second phase of the meeting, second phase of the struggle. I want to thank all those that attended the last meeting. It is very good. You know, if you continue like this, I'm sure we'll move along and be a firm must come. Also, I want to use this opportunity to encourage all women in United Kingdom to come out for this struggle. I joined them in the Women Affairs meeting last 2 weeks, Saturday, and it was really encouraging. It was really good what they are doing. And then I understand they have care from women in Ireland and some other countries. So I think if you're listening, all Biafra women in the United Kingdom, if you're listening to me, I think we need to make a movement and start something. Because Biafra is not only for men. You know, our husbands are doing this job. We need to do our own as well. I know that we support them as wives. Also, I had someone called Nkechi called the other day, and there's another lady that called. And someone else, I think about three of them, have already called Radio Biafra for United Kingdom. if you're hearing my voice this evening, please, I want us to come out and we need to start something. All the other people that haven't called, all the women, if you're a coordinator, if you're involved in this, if you have a girlfriend, if you have a partner, both Biafran and non-Biafran wives, we welcome all of you, every woman from 18 years and over. 18 years is old enough to put something into the struggle. If you're a student, if you're working, if you're a housewife, whatever you're doing, women really matters a lot in this struggle. So I want to encourage all of you, United Kingdom, it's time to come out for us to start something. United Kingdom of all the world, you know, is a strong country. So it's not good to hear that women are not doing anything in terms of labor struggle in the United Kingdom. So we have to come out. It's time to come out, please. I'm encouraging all of us to come out. We need to start something. And then for the meeting again, the number to call is 077-3302-6381. And the date is on Sunday. Time is 6 p.m. And the number is 077-3302-6381. And the name is Emeka Onyebuchi. Thank you very much, Director, and continue the good work. May God bless you and all dear friends.
And you too, my dear sister. Thank you very much. The very eminent barrister did complain that perhaps the volume and the level of interaction from our women has gone down. I do not think that is the case because, as always, our lines are always, ever congested all the time. That is why. But I'm sure that will gladden the heart of the barrister himself. Before I go to the barrister to seek his opinion and his take on what he has heard so far, I will return to our dear brother Ujuku, who is still on the line waiting to round off for us. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, thank you very much. On my conclusion, I just want to conclude by saying that there is something that they call inferiority complex, and that inferiority complex is what have been holding Igbo people since long time ago, because they have see when somebody, you know, we know, Director, when somebody that sees something that he's supposed to say it out and take action on it and he did not say it, what is it called? It is called an inferiority complex. So I thank God that Biafra has come. And some of us, Igbo people, have opened our eyes and we have regained our superiority complex, and we are coming up now to brush out those contaminated talks out of us and make ourselves and march head on. And I thank God for you, Director. I just want to conclude by telling you, Director, in fact, I myself personally, I love you so much. And I boast of you all the time, anywhere I go. I just hope that everybody, every Biafrans, every indigenous people of Biafrans, more especially the crew members in the Biafran struggle, we emulate this steadfastness and this honesty in you, and that every other Biafrans, we emulate it and we march on. Head on, and we meet our enemies, and we retrieve back what belongs to us. And knowing fully well that we still have a lot of work to do by, you know, bringing up those guys, those people that have been contaminated and brushed out, if we can, those contaminated diseases in them, and try to see if we can, if the water coming out from them can be drinkable. Director, I commend you, and I say, may Chukwuebiamah be with you and guide you and protect you and give you more wisdom and the spirit of discernment to carry on your people to this holy land called Biafra land. Long live Biafra. Long live Nnamdi. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You are very kind, and God bless you too. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. If you can hear me, your name and where you are calling us from.
Good evening, Director, and good night, Director, and good evening, every Biafran.
Thank
My
you.
My name is Ahmadu Collins. I'm calling from Hong Kong.
From Hong Kong, please turn your system down. We can hear your system is going away on the background. Turn it down. We can hear you. Ahmadu from Hong Kong.
Okay.
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes, sorry, Director. I turned my system down already.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I called before in the afternoon. Or in the morning, I called you in the morning, but in Hong Kong, yeah, it's afternoon.
Yes.
So, Director, what I'm saying before, about Nigerian continent and Hong Kong. You know, there's something happening here in Hong Kong where I don't understand, which I need to call Zoo Nigeria. We are Africans or Nigerians, let me call it, we are called Biafrans and Igbos. We already suffer with cancer and Europeans in Hong Kong here. So what I want to say is this. What happened last time is like 1 month ago or 2 months ago, if I'm not mistaken. The man called Consul General, that idiot, stolen our money every time and running away every time going to back to all Nigerians. This man sent money from Nigeria to China. Sent another money when he sent the money. So the money comes to Hong Kong. So Hong Kong received the money for HSBC. They sent the money. They want to send the money again to back to China. HSBC is him. They feel to take the transfer back. They send it to China Bank back. China Bank hold the money. Again, the answer is why are they holding the money like this? They want to use the money to buy ammunition.
This is HSBC in Hong Kong. So HSBC in Hong Kong, they are involved in money laundering to go and buy weapons.
No, they are not involved. They are not involved.
Are they the ones that stopped it? Where did the money come before the money hit the account of HSBC? Where did it come from originally?
They come from China to HSBC.
My goodness me.
But now, with that money, they already feel it in Hong Kong. So they are telling them they want to go to Nigeria. They have to give them a letter. They have to go to Nigeria. Consulate refuse. Now, they ask, okay, this money, what are you using this money for? They want to use this money to buy ammunition. For what? They just doing like the deal and insist. What I'm telling you now, if you go to the consulate and ask them whether they have accounts in Hong Kong banks. They don't have. Many people already take their passports for almost 3 or 4 months now. They have never given anybody passports.
This is in Hong Kong, is that correct?
Come today, come tomorrow.
But what do you expect? That is what you expect from the zoo, to steal money and to frustrate people. That is their essence. That is why Boko Haram is the only language to understand. That is the only language to understand. My dear brother, stay where you are. I like what you're saying to us from Hong Kong. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? If you can, your name and where you are, we are Radio Biafra.
Thank you, Director. I can hear you loud and clear. And this is Sambes Ikechukwu Nworisa from Njaba, Imo State, Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
And I'm calling from Malaysia.
Thank you. Wonderful people of Malaysia. Please go ahead.
Thank you, my Director. I am so fascinated. I'm so fascinated this evening with the news I am hearing and with the development in the hierarchy of Biafra management. I am so fascinated. You know, one thing about you is that I have continued to study the person of Nnamdi Kanu, and I try to see if there is any difference between you and Moses of Israel. And I keep finding out that you are exactly Moses of our day.
Hey, see, but Moses did not make it to the promised land. Are you saying I wouldn't make it to the promised land?
No. There is going to be a difference.
Okay.
There is going to be a difference at a particular point in time.
Of course, there will be.
Everything that you that keep evolving in this mission keeps showing me that you have divine calling and you are being directed by the spirit of Chukwu Abiyama, Jehovah God of the Hebrew land. You see, I remember when it was becoming very heavy for Moses to manage the affair of governing the people of Israel and, you know, mobilizing them to the conclusion of the assignment, his father-in-law called him and told him that if he continued to shoulder the responsibility of the governance and the management of this mission, it is going to wear him down, that he has to designate positions to chieftains of the tribe of Israel to help him in the management of the movement to the promised land. And that is what Moses did until he was able to hand over to Joshua. And what have you done today? You have done exactly what Moses did by removing some of the burdens that are all strolling on you and weighing you down, because you cannot run from all the corners at the same time. By delegating another person in charge of finance, a heavy burden has been removed from you so that you can be more focused on the actualization and restoration process. So I want to tell you that these things that you have done have also pointed that we are going to reach the promised land, and we are going to reach that promised land with you.
Yes,
so I want you to continue in that directive and in that direction, because I know that you are not doing this by your own power. Something in you shows me that you are not an ordinary person, but God called you to do this work, just like Moses was called to do the work. And one thing about you is that look at the people surrounding you. I can't imagine, because people want to hear the voice of Nnamdi Kanu, but when you were out of circulation for some days, Uchemefo handled the affair of the broadcast of Radio Biafra so lively and so satisfactorily, and people were so happy until you resurfaced. And I'm very grateful for Uchemefo and Barrister Imam Mezu. They are wonderful people.
Of course they
are. And I'm trying to tell you that the whole cream of people that you have selected to be with you in this struggle are formidable, tested and proven to be people of integrity. And I'm sure that we are going to reach this promised land. Thank you so very much. I would like to give a little advice on technical matters. If you remember, there was a day I offered a technical advice on the sound quality of Radio Biafra, and it was done and it was okay.
Yes.
I want to tell our listeners worldwide, if you are listening through your computer system and your call is being taken, it will be better for you to put an earphone so that you'll be hearing Nnamdi Kanu as well as hearing what you are saying. And when he calls you to order, you'll be able to hear. But if you leave the speaker of the system to be on, it will be reverberating through the microphone of your system and be, you know, going back to the transmitter and flooding back. That is why he tells you, switch off your systems. But if you have an earphone that will not make much sound, but you will be hearing clearly what is happening, you will be able to hear the voice of the director and also what you are saying, so that when he calls you to order, you will be able to stop and listen. Thank you so very much. I want to stop here. I'm very grateful. Keep on keeping on. And I know that God is with you and with all the people that you have selected to be in the pilot team of this movement. We are going to read the promised land. Thank you so very much,
Isay, and thank you very much as well, my dear brother. We have a caller on the phone. This very caller, your name and where you're calling from. We are Radio Biafra and we are in London.
Good evening, my brother.
Good evening.
This is Mr. Nwachukwu, but let me ask Nwachukwu from Ndise in Imo State.
Thank you very much.
What I want to let you know is that don't allow people to call Moses. Moses is not getting promised land. You are Joshua. Moses is Ojukwu. Ojukwu has done his part and gone. So you are Joshua.
Moses. That is correct.
So don't allow people to call you Moses again.
That is correct.
It is very, very important. So that's what I want to tell you. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. And where are you calling from? Hello?
I'm calling from Benin Republic.
from Cotonou, is that correct?
Yeah, no, after Cotonou.
Oh my goodness. Okay, thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. You've heard it, I'm not Moses. Of course, what did Ojukwu do? He was Moses. The caller on Skype, can you hear me, your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hello, yes, Nandi. It's me, Chukwebuku Kongo from Dakar, Senegal.
Yes, please.
I'm from Abatete, Idemi North Local Government, Anambra State, Biafra Land.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program.
I'm happy for the announcement, the structure and the leadership. You know, some people, when I talk to them, when I try to evangelize here, they will tell me some people are just there in London and try to scam us, try to raise money for their own personal use, blah, 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 watching us. But this announcement today, I know some of people like me, they will be happy. Some people will not believe in what we are doing. Yes.
Yes.
The way you handed over the money matters to somebody else and focus on the struggle, I think it's a wise choice. It's a wise. I just want to say thank you. Another thing, I think we need this leader, what they call themselves, they say the SS in diaspora, SND in diaspora. We need to get the information, their leaders' information for future reasons.
Yes.
We'll try to get their information. Who is leading that group? The people leading the group that made such stupid comments and for when we get Biara, we know how to handle them. I think I will let you know how we talk.
Thank you very much.
What do you think about that?
No, I do. I do. It's something that is of serious concern to us. All these people, but of course I believe in free speech. Anybody can say whatever they want to say. And I may not like what they are saying. I may disagree with them, but I will sure will defend their right to say it. Freedom of speech is critical. You must allow people to say whatever is on their mind. And then we'll go after them after that. Your name and where you are. We have somebody also on Skype. Can you hear me?
Good evening, my director.
Good evening.
Good evening to Biafrans all over the world. This is Abia Sowa, the PRO and the women coordinator. I'm calling from Israel.
Thank you very much, my dear sister. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Please go ahead. The world is listening. We are listening.
My message this night goes mostly to women all over the world and not just in Israel. I'm calling on the women once again because each time I call, I always make references to women. Please, I'm calling on the women. At times I see posts, I see photos, I see what Boko Haram does to our children. I say, where are women? Where are your conscience? What are you doing where you are sitting? These are your children. This somebody's child yesterday. What about yours tomorrow? Are you safe where you are? They're coming down to the east. Women, we are the ones that carry these children on our wombs. What are you doing to save this innocent child crying out to you? You saw the blood everywhere. What are you doing? What? Where is your conscience? I'm still calling on the women. I don't know why. At times they are like they're moving up. At times they're moving down. What is it that is drawing you back? When they call money, you run away. Are you going to fight this freedom with a broom or a stick? Why are you going to pray till heaven opens and throw bullets and bombs down for you to go and fight Boko Haram or fight for your freedom? Where are your conscience, women? Because I know once the woman is out and says, I'm doing this, the men don't have a choice. They ought to follow. Where are the women? I'm surprised even what we are doing here. When they call money, now we've entered the second phase. They were like, hey, it's money, you run away. The money we spend on makeup, even the clothes we wear, it's nothing to be compared with this money that we are calling. Many a times they say women don't have money. It's the women that have money most because they know how to fish money out. What are you doing where you are? Even in Israel, I'm encouraging you. If you are hearing my voice now and you don't come out, I have this prayer. Sorry for the prayer. May what happens to these children, let it visit your own child for you to know how painful it is for somebody to lose a child. What are you doing where you are? You saw their brains ripped open. Helpless children that can't even fight, and you are there You cross your legs and say, Nnamdi is deceiving us. This is the post I'm getting. Nnamdi is deceiving us. When are we going to march and get freedom? Will you get it with empty hands? When you tighten your pocket and your hand and you want freedom to come from heaven and start falling on you, where are those men that are coming to their villages? We have many of them in Enugu from Anambra here. What are you doing? What have you done to the restoration of this struggle? Nothing. But you want freedom to come. You want Nnamdi to go and rob the bank and bring money for you. Or use, I don't know how he's going to get the money. They have called, we need money. If Middle East is going to get so amount of, all of them ran away. They were like, who are you doing this for? Somebody to remember you? Or are you doing it to create a history? What are you doing it for? Everybody will not be remembered, but at least you can pat yourself on the shoulder and say, I did what I have to do. I tried. This is the only thing we are doing here. For us to beat our chest and say, after all, even if I'm not recognized, I'm happy that Biafra came. What are you doing to the restoration of this struggle? If you're an Israel and you don't come out, I say, may it visit you. Because till it visits you and you know how painful it is to lose a child or a family member, I urge everyone in Israel, if you are hearing me tonight, please come and do what your family members, it's family. We are all family. We are the people that are dead. Many of them, I might not know them. But when I see the cry, if I see, I always ask myself, what if it's me? I'm privileged to be in the, not living in the zoo. Fine. What about the people that are not privileged to be there? Here we are. We are not even comfortable. We are scattered doing many jobs. I want Biafra to come. I want to go back home. I want to go back to my motherland where I can work freely. Here we are not even free. We are refugees. It's not a better life for us. It's not a better life for my own children. They can go back tomorrow and be Islamized. I don't want my daughter to wear I don't know what they call this long thing they wear and cover their face.
Hijab or is it jihad? It's the same thing.
I don't know. I don't want my daughter to do it. I don't want my son to put head on the ground in the name of prayer. I want a nation that is free. You can exercise your rights. This is what I want. Please, if you are a Biafran hearing this voice, especially women, and you don't come out and you have a child, it can be your child tomorrow. Don't wait till you lose your child. Come out and join this struggle. Ngozi Madu has been shouting. Look at where we are doing meeting. They enter second phase. Everybody ran away. Even the congested line in the sky, you people have run away. The Brazilian wig that you're putting on, how much is it, women? I ask you. The lipstick that you rub and you look like a Chinese monkey, how much is it? The high heel that you wear and you walk like a, I don't know what is, what that you are walking like a night demon. How much is it that you cannot come out? Many of us doubled our jobs. The money, when they call it, is like, hey, it's much. But when you start saving the money weekly or you bring out a particular hour of job, I'm using this for Biafra, you will surely make it. Nobody is rich. But we are doing this to go back home. I still beg you, women, come out and join other fellow women, especially people in Israel. I cannot coordinate myself alone as a woman coordinator. Please come and join in what we are doing to save our motherland, to save our nation. This is what I have to say, Nnamdi. Thank you very much for your good job. And more grace to your elbow.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear sister. Well spoken. Very well spoken. Our people are sometimes very strange. They say we should pray for them, and we are praying for them. Sometimes I wonder how far prayer can go. That is why we stick upon the thing that we said we are going to do, which is to propagate this very message of truth and honesty until Biafra comes. We never said, nobody remotely said it was going to be easy. We never said it was going to be easy. We knew it would be very, very tough and arduous, a very difficult task to accomplish. And we are here doing exactly what we said we are going to do, which is to preach this very gospel, which is to make sure that this gospel is not only preached, but that it has bearing or it bears fruit in people. For those of you still prevaricating, I expect them to, because a bulk of our people doing this very work are Igbo people. We must make that very, very clear. There's been another bombing in Kaduna. As they are running around looking at what happened in Borno, in Maiduguri to be precise, another bomb went off in Kaduna as breaking news. The same way we broke the news this very morning as to what is happening, the same thing has happened again this time around in Kaduna, and I will read its doors. It is not us that broke it, it's other news media outlets that a bomb explosion has just hit a location in Kaduna town. The explosion has shattered many of the plate glass windows of some of the business premises surrounding the area where the explosion occurred. According to a senior security official, the explosion occurred around the Ashiku Laye Barakin Rowa area along the Kaduna Western Bypass. Details of fatalities, casualties and other damage in the area are sketchy at this very moment. Details on the attack is still unfolding. These are the things we don't understand. We have a caller on the phone. Thank you for waiting. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Thank you so much. I believe you're talking to me, Director.
I'm talking to you, my dear brother. Obide Bienu, a very, very distinguished and remarkable voice. I will never forget it anywhere I hear it. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, my brother. I didn't want to call in today again, but again, their decision this morning, the relinquish of the financial burden, the people you appointed this morning has prompted me to call in to commend you for your decision and your wisdom. Your decisions are exemplary. Your teaching is awesome. I can't imagine, man. I keep, falling in love with you every day because of what you do. And it's based on true love because of the truth in you. I believe that this morning, whosoever is wondering where the monies are going, whosoever is wondering how these monies are managed, will be able to be calling on these individuals that were appointed this morning to oversee the financial aspect of this project. I want to keep thanking you because I can't thank you enough. And I want to thank dear fans all over the world, especially people that are not relenting. I know a lot of people called in this morning, and all of them, I just want to thank them because of their positive contribution to what we're doing, especially the lady that just talked a few minutes ago. And at the same token, I'm calling on all dear fans, wherever you are, in the United States, wherever you may be, I am calling on you to come out and do the right thing. Do this honorable thing. Do the right thing. Come out. Your people are dying every day. You are being marginalized. You are being driven out of your land, and you still don't understand it. I know another woman called, and you can hear from the
Obidi,
background.
Obidi, my brother. Obidi, my brother, stay where you are. I am so sorry to try to cut in. But there's a breaking news again. There has been a bomb explosion in Ileife, in Yoruba land. Their own bomb has gone off. They have now marched into Yoruba land as well. All the bombs they planted in Biafra land, none of them went off. But the one they planted at Ileife have just gone off, according to the Vanguard. This is also breaking news. This very evening, coordinated attacks everywhere, all over the place, coordinated by these same people. They are finally on the march. We must meet them head on. We have to meet them. Our people should stop being cowardly. They should stop being scared. I want to round up this very trip as quickly as possible and return to the capital of Biafra land in Enugu to make sure that we do everything humanly possible to secure our land. The bomb has gone off in Yoruba land. That means that they have commenced their march against us. You are going to hear many things. Had these people not been apprehended on the road to Port Harcourt, as we speak right now, the so-called Delta region will be burning as well. A bomb has gone off at Ileife, reports Vanguard. These people are on the march. They are on the march. Jonathan is being overrun. Jonathan is being overrun. If Jonathan makes any attempt to declare his intention to stay there one more week, they will kill him. These guys, they mean business, and they have come. That's what I wanted to say. Please go ahead. Continue.
Yes, that brings me exactly to my next level of thought about what are these clowns that call themselves Igbos doing? What are we doing? What is the problem, people? The other woman was calling, and I can hear the child, you know, on the ground crying out, and this woman was insistent on what she wanted to tell Biafran. What is going on? Is it this Isiewu of a thing? Is the brain of Isiewu now changed the genetics of your own brain that you cannot see the truth? I don't understand, people. Please come out. We can only do this once. Wherever you are hiding now, you know that you are not even a second-class citizen, third-class or fourth-class. You are just down in the bottom of any society that you are in now, because nothing, no relevance whatsoever in wherever you are, even though you might be running around thinking that you belong. Please, people, come out. And again, I don't know how to emphasize this. Please come out. Come out, people. This is getting out of hand. Every day is it because you don't even watch the news or tend to care about what is going on in your land, and yet you can boast and say, I'm going home, I'm traveling next week or whatever. Please come out and do this noble thing, people. And Nandi, I want to also say something pertaining this Ohanaeze people, the called the Ohanaeze, and I think a lot of people quite don't understand the concept of Ohanaeze, which means Ununine. And whenever I hear that name, it takes me back to childhood era where they tell this story about Mbeku with all the birds of the air, the tortoise, asking to join in this party that was hosted in heaven. And he borrowed the animals that fly, the birds of the air, to go to that party. And when he went there, he decided that he would use his cunning brain to take whatever that belongs to all these animals that were invited to the party. So he decided his name is Ununine. So whatever this guy brought to the party, he will ask the host, well, who does this belong to? And they will say, Ununine. And people will say, oh, okay, you guys are, I'm taking all this to myself. And it's, to me, whenever we talk about Ohanaeze, it brings to my attention that story. And I want to tell Ohanaeze, wherever you are, the same thing that happens to the turtle is going to happen to you, because after you collected all those things, remember, you don't belong to the bird family. In the first place, you sneaked in to ask them to take you to heaven where this party is being hosted, and now you're playing games. I'm going to tell you, it's time that you be thrown out from that and you'll be broken into pieces. Whosoever is parading themselves as Ohanaeze, I don't care if it's the adult Ohanaeze or the junior Ohanaeze. Yesterday, again, it was amazing to see the so-called Ohanaeze youths warning Boko Haram. And I look at the picture, they were carrying drums and ogene. And I say, wow, these people really have nerves. They really have, you know, you are warning Boko Haram with all these weapons, with Ogene Ewa and Ekwe. I can't make up that. It's please, people, wherever you are, Ohanaeze youths or Ohanaeze adults or whatever you are, we need to come out together. We need to form a common front in order to drive these people out of our land. If you are not part of this process, you better keep yourself quiet. You don't have to distract anything, because time has come and you'll be broken into pieces. Nandi, I want to thank you again. I continue what you're doing. I want to thank Barrister Ma, Ms. Uche, Ms. Four, Bele Chiku, and all the people in Biafra land who are representing us. Thank you so much for what you're doing. And I want to use this privilege also to thank all Biafrans who are not relenting in supporting this project. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. That is our Los Angeles coordinator, Obidi Obienum. The barrister has rejoined me. I want the barrister to rejoin me to look at what we are talking about this very evening. to try to make sense of it. And as soon as the line permits us, sometimes our lines does get crossed over. I don't know why that is the case. Once he joins us, of course, we should be able to bring it to you. We have a caller on the phone. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
Yes, brother Rector.
My dear brother.
Good evening.
Good evening. Please go ahead. The world is listening. And you too.
Yeah, I thank you very much for the noble work you are doing for your people, for each and every one of us, because the Lord that have chosen you, chose you for this unique moment, because you did not come by an accident. You came by a divine appointment.
Thank you.
And today I was so happy on the new appointment that you made today. Because on Sunday I sent a message to WhatsApp to your London number. I don't know if you saw the message.
You have not told us who is calling.
Oh, sorry, please. This is Chidebere from France.
Chidebere who? What is your surname?
And from arrondissement without or not local government.
Thank you. And your surname for those, because we demand name and surname, of course, as is customary. Chidebere who?
Wangpo.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. I haven't checked. I get too many messages sometimes. I do apologize. Please go ahead.
No, it's okay. It has to be done so that we will not have people who are imposters. So we need to check ourselves very well. Because even Jesus Christ said, if anyone appeared to you, say that he's Jesus. Ask him question. Maybe in doing so, you can fish out the wolves that are hiding inside the sheep. So it's a good thing to do. So I sent that message to WhatsApp. It was a message to you. And when the brother that called you, he mentioned about how you appointed people, and you mentioned when he mentioned Moses, that message that I sent to you came to my mind direct. It was Exodus 18:21. I don't know if you can easily get it fast when you read it. What you did today was exactly what is in the message. Exodus 18:21. I sent that message to you last Sunday.
I haven't seen it, my dear. Exodus what?
18:21. If you can read it out, that may give you fire. You can read it now. It's a very important message to you.
Is it?
Exodus 18:21.
Let us see if we can. Which one do you want us? Is this the New English Version? Would that be okay?
Anyone
at all. Let us see what Exodus 18:21. Is it the one about Jethro?
No. Just read it. It's talking about you appointing people, noble people.
Okay. Exodus 18:21. But select capable men. I'm now quoting from the scriptures. But select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them as officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. That is 21, verse 21.
That is the message. I sent it to you on Sunday.
Are you serious?
When I was reading Bible, it came to me. I marked it and sent it to you.
My goodness.
I forgot it. The person that called you, he mentioned Moses. My spirit alerted me immediately that I sent a message to you. And when I searched the message, it was what you did today. You did not do those things by your own power. There is a divine move that are moving you to the right direction. And I have said before that you are not Moses. I've called you and I told you are not Moses, you are Joshua of our time. Because Moses came to lead people out of Egypt. That is his mission. And to keep them at the direction, in the direction of Cana, which is the land of blessing, and Joshua was the one that fought the war. Moses was not a warrior. Joshua was a warrior. And that is who you are. And the Lord appointed you for this time. And another thing I want to mention our dear able director concerning what the Hausa man quoted today. It was laughable, but you know, when someone did himself so low, even a get man will insult the person, because he will say, "You are coming here to disturb my master every day." The get man will insult the person, because the person has turned himself to a beggar. So that is what some of our people has become to Hausa people. Because every day they change your name. That's why when you read names or halenze, this, they are changing them so that when they come to beg a new money, they will say, "Oh, this is a new name. We have not given these people money." So that's why you hear naming names, Ibo this, Ibo that. It's just to get new money, because when they go with the old name, they say, "But we have given you money." But when they come with new name, "Oh, we don't know this new organization. Let's give them money." So that is what our people are doing. So we will not be surprised when we have 1 million names under one Igbo. It's just for money gain. So if they put whatever they say from what they are saying, because our people are coming every day, nagging them with money, so that they will go and bribe their borders. But one thing we know certain, and that one thing I believe, is zero tolerance. There will be no room for error. There will be nobody will be spared. Nobody, even if it's my own father, if you are corrupt, you go where others are going. We have to cleanse the land. As we are praying, we are doing the physical work. And what I want our people to do, our able director is doing his own part. Everybody should do their own part. There is something I always do. Anytime I go, even if it's appointment or anybody that I can be able to engage on, the first thing they know, white people, the first thing they will ask you, "Which country do you come from?" I tell them Biafra, because I want to engage them in conversation. Some people will say they don't know. I have to tell them, because it's part of how we advertising our country. I don't have to tell them I'm not a Nigerian. And another thing that is important, we should stop calling Nigeria zoo. Nigeria is Karakuta Republic. It's not a zoo. Karakuta Republic. If you have been to Karakuta Republic, you will know what I'm talking about. When Fela was alive, that place is a mess. That place is a jungle, because if you enter Fela, they will tell you that everybody here can do whatever. You can smoke. If you want to walk with your leg, you walk with your leg, your head. So Karakuta Republic is better than, it's worse than zoo. Zoo are well organized, because Babu will never go to lion side. But in Nigeria, everybody can mingle with everybody. So I think that name would be better to call that place, call Nigeria, than zoo. Zoo is far more sophisticated. Even some zoo are far more better than the places we have in Nigeria when you go to zoo here. So I think when they call Nigeria zoo, it's like a promotion. But Calcutta Republic are far more better, because there is something that is so bad in that nation. Every director, may the Lord bless you.
And you too, my brother.
Praying for you and praying for the nation, and support the nation in any way that I can, because when we pray, Bible says prayer without faith, faith without work is dead. If you pray, if you are looking for a job and you pray, you fast, if you cannot leave your house and go and get the job, angel can never give you a job. Hunger will kill you. So if you ask God for something, God even wants you to move, so that when you see, he sees your action, he gives you a favor. So we have to move. If we are praying, we must move, so that God will back us up. May the Lord strengthen you. May the Lord give you that wisdom and understanding and the discernment of the Spirit, because we are 12 are gathered, there are Judas among them,
of course.
That you can seek them out. There are. Let's not forget, there was a dream my wife had on the 30th, because me and my wife were in Paris on the 30th of May to rally up and support our people. And that day she had a dream. In that dream, she told me that the fire was too much for Jonathan. And Jonathan did something. Jonathan declared Biafra and ran away. And you yourself, you say, "Never, we cannot accept it in this way." You argue, you say, "No, we cannot just accept it. He must do it in a way that we must have honor." And when my wife told me about that dream, I said, I know director. He said that he doesn't need a Biafra that will just care. He need a Biafra that will have honor. I say your dream is right. You know, God knows what he's saying. But the most important thing, the Biafra is coming.
It is.
It's coming.
Of course it is.
They will come. Lifestyle.
He said,
and that flag will fly higher above every other flag in Jesus' name. God bless you, sir.
And bless you too. Thank you very much. Thank you for such beautiful rendition. I believe that the barrister is with me. Is that correct? Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Absolutely, director.
Please go ahead. What sense have you made out of what our people have been saying so far? Barrister, this evening, there has been a bomb explosion again at Ile Ife. There's one in Kaduna. There is also one in Ile Ife. In fact, two. There was one that happened yesterday, according to our brother Ebere Obioma. Another one happened this very evening. Do you know what the police said? Do not panic. Go about your usual business.
Director, we have given up on Goodluck Jonathan, but we can still advise him this evening to declare Biafra and run away. That is the advice, the final advice we give him. Declare Biafra and run away. Because Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram have already taken all the powers, all the decisions, everything about that zoo. They have taken over. The only thing Glotran can do to save his face that is already on the floor is for him to declare Biafra and run away. Because if he doesn't, they will eventually kill him, they will get him, and they will kill him. All he can do, declare Biafra. How can three bombs in one day going out simultaneously and killing people? And is there another president waiting to share money and allocate money? What a big shame. Director, as I said earlier, if Biafrans do not get up and get Biafra this time around, all of us will remain cowards. And there won't be any need going again on Radio Biafra. Because this is the final chance and time for us to preach about the restoration of Biafra. If we fail this time, now that the Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram have already decided, there is no need for that formation to stand. It has expired anyway. Now they are carrying on killing people as if it is legal to be killing. They are doing it as if it's legal to be killing. And those who call themselves, whatever position they place themselves, are doing nothing. Ordinary people are dying. It does not concern them because their families, their uncles and their nephews, they are not there. These are the commoners. Selling things on the street. Boko Haram are killing them mercilessly without looking back. They have already divided that particular country. Biafra, is about time all of you get up, form back your nation that was already in existence. There is no need talking about the zoo. The zoo has expired. Boko Haram have taken authority onto their hands in the destruction, complete burial of the zoo. Let's help them and bury it completely. The director has already said that name Nigeria will never exist once Biafra is resurrected. And I endorse it. Because there's no need. That particular name has brought a lot of destruction upon our people. For those who are still sitting down and thinking until Radio Biafra will come and touch you, hey, get up. You will die eventually because obviously one day you will want to go home. And when you go home, there will not be any home for you to go to. Get up now, stand up. The Hausa, Fulani are moving, killing. They are not Islamizing you, they are killing you. It's okay for you to be abroad. Our sister says, because of the privilege, she's in Israel. But she's thinking about those at home. Look, our sister that called from Milton Keynes. The brand new baby was crying and she carried on talking what she was talking without being disturbed. She's carrying a baby. She could have said, let me look after my baby. Radio Biafra should carry on doing whatever they're doing. She's carrying the baby. The baby is crying, but she's still making an announcement. These are the kind of spirit we need in Biafra land. We've got all the talents. We've got all the know-how. Our people are complete. Biafrans are complete in education, in wiseness, in talent, all sorts of it. We have men, we have women. We have educated people that can fix Biafra within 6 months of inception. What are we waiting for? What are we doing? Why our people keep going to House of Nadi Boko Haram begging money? Shame on our people who are doing all these things. Shame that you will not condemn what Boko Haram are doing, but you are prepared to tell Kaduna there, oh, sorry that you lost your brother, you lost your sister, for the sake of money. Big shame. Director, the die is cast, and the handwriting is on the wall. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Thank you very much. The very eminent barrister himself, the caller on the phone, if you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are calling from, please, if you may.
Yeah, hello, director. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Obioma Ebere calling from Sweden.
Thank you very much.
Director, immediately you announced the bombing in Ife, because that was where I was born, raised, grew up, and I had to make some calls. In fact, we had the bomb, the thing exploded. You know, many people in Ile Ife, after the Ile Ife and Modaike crisis of 1996 to 1998-99, they've never really heard something like that. So when I heard when the bomb blasted, a whole lot of people thought probably it was some blacksmiths that were like trying some things and stuff like that. But this area where the bomb blasted, a whole lot of Igbos have their business in this area. And in fact, it's just some meters away to the palace of Oni of Ife. So the major police station they have there is also, they have an Ile Ife called More police station, is also very close to this area. So definitely, with this, I think these Hausa Boko Haram people, they are like trying to destabilize the whole business of all the Igbos there, as well as taking ammunition or whatever they want, and just start from, like you said, starting from all corners now, attacking us both front and back. So the news, it was real. It happened very late in the night, and I heard another one happened again today, but what they said, the commissioner of police and the whole security of practice are saying it, probably it has to do with politics they are playing, because Osun State is APC state, and they said PDP wants to come in. So they are just like trying to frame the whole thing up so that an average person won't know the truth about all this bombing. But the fact of the matter is the bombing happened, and they couldn't really say precisely that these are the number of people that died. But I heard a lot of some people lost their lives, and some didn't die but are in critical condition in the OETHC hospital. That's just the information I heard, and I just feel like passing it on.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. And we welcome it wholeheartedly. We welcome it. This is Radio Biafra. I don't, of course, people join us all the time. They stumble upon what we are doing and they wish to participate. If that is the case also, we continue as our brother advised us that we must keep repeating our number, because a lot of people will want to take it down. A lot of them want to copy it. The number with which you can get us, as always, during our 7 p.m., which is our live broadcast this very evening, and also in the morning, remains +44783130836. I repeat, +44783130836. And this is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, the bombs are going off. Those of you that said we shouldn't get arms, those of you that said we should be obedient to Nigeria, those of you that said we should fold our arms while cattle headsmen come in to wreak havoc upon our lives, all of you, shame has covered your faces. They have struck Yoruba land as well. And next time it will be you. Next time it will be you.
Hello?
Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, this is Ozoma from Imo State.
Ozoma, what is your surname, your father's name? What is it? Who gave birth to you?
My surname is Ndawike.
Ndawike, thank you very much.
I call you in the morning before we went to court, the Federal High Court award this morning.
You went to Federal High Court over this morning?
Exactly, sir.
Okay, what for?
We went there, when Nigeria, the Nigerian defendant did not show up in the court. So
why did you go to court? Why did you go to court?
The reason why we go to court because they believe human rights.
Okay.
Are moving the Biafra world. So that's the reason why we go to court.
Okay. And so what happened when? Tell us what you saw in the court today. What did you see?
What I saw in the court today was.
Hello?
Federal government did not show up in the court.
They did not show up.
Hold on. They did not show up. No.
Nigeria did not show up in the court.
Yeah, they did not show up in the court.
Maybe because the country has expired. Why would they show up? The country has expired. So why would they show up?
That's the reason. So they adjourned the case to October 7th. Hello?
Yes, I can. My dear brother, I'm sorry, I'm laughing. It's not very professional. Oh, it's no longer one month adjournment or 2 months. It's now till October.
3 months.
Hey. Oh, freedom fighting, Igbo style. The barrister is a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. I don't want to dabble into something that I don't know about. Barrister Mamezuk. Barrister, can you hear me? I don't know if barrister, if the barrister can hear me, please. This is ridiculous. Ridiculous. I want to ask the barrister if he knows of a case where a country with impunity. Impunity.
Director, I'm here. I've been laughing myself, you see. That's why I'm not able to answer straight away. I've been laughing here.
Oh, God.
Anyway, director, yes. It is good that this guy is giving us this information, to be honest. He is very, very innocent and sincere, to be honest.
Of course he is.
He doesn't know what is happening. My brother, if you are still listening, Nigeria has expired since last year, 31st December, 2013. Now, each time you go to court to go and talk to, they don't need to answer or reply to you. Because no nation has ever acquired freedom by going to court. My brother, listen very well. It's good you came here on Radio Biafra. Do not allow anybody to deceive you. You cannot get your freedom by going to court. It's impossible, practically impossible. How the Bible says you cannot put a new wine in an old wine sack.
Wine sack or wine cloth, yes.
Cloth or sack. It will burst. Nigeria has busted. And they will not give you a freedom. Shuaibu is a Hausa man in Owerri court. And you expect Shuaibu, who will go home with one fine girl, an evil woman, and you want Shuaibu to give up, commissioner is an Hausa man in Owerri land. You want them to go where everything is possible for them. They are getting all you free. You want them to go? No, my brother. Well, it's good you told us. Please keep your faith in Radio Biafra and make your calls all the time. October, the next one, they will tell you come 2018. They will keep rolling you up and down until all of you get fed up, disappear, and everybody will go their way. Come to Radio Biafra, give your opinion, bring out your suggestions. We are not here going to court in an expired country. Nigeria do not exist as a legal entity. Your lawyer ought to tell you this. If he's not telling you, you are finding out here on Radio Biafra. A country that already expired has no legal right to entertain any court case. Take it from here on Radio Biafra, we are not joking. Nobody has ever obtained their freedom via legal means.
But barrister,
it will never happen.
Barrister, you're a lawyer. Have you seen such flagrant disregard for due process before in your life? We are a country. They asked us to obey the laws of this country, yes? I judge people by what they say. I have asked this question before and I'll keep asking it. All those people fathered by Hausa men during the war, where are they?
They are in our midst.
I rest my case. And in our midst. As they say to us all the time, they are the vagabonds who cannot reason properly. A country that claims they believe in the law, they have jurisprudence, they have senior advocate, junior advocate, intermediate advocate. Why is a country not coming to court? Because they have expired.
He has expired.
They are asking you, do your worst. What can you do? All the judge will see is to bring, raise the gavel and knock it down. Case before they were adjourning it for one month. They went to two months. Now it's straight 3 months. And we are still there faffing around. Iberibe warrior.
Iberibe
warrior. Iberibe warrior, barrister. Stupidity is a disease. That is why I love my parents. They said you have to go to school and learn. Go and, go and learn how to reason properly, like a man.
In this Director, let's put this in perspective.
You the will, barrister, you are going to stay with me. Stay where you are. Let's take this call from London, I believe. Stay where you are, barrister, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Please, your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, this is Agatu Onusirike from Liverpool.
Thank you. From Liverpool.
Yes.
Why have you not started a Biafran family in Liverpool?
We have one.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. I've been listening to you for over 2 years now. I am not happy with you.
Why?
The way you're because you don't think all the song you'll be singing. I was happy the first time I hear, I listened to Radio Biafra. You and the man, Mezu, you are now castigating the lawsuit. You were singing praises to this lawsuit when it started.
If you finish, I'll respond to you.
I have been following all the activities that have been going on this struggle. I'm not happy with that. And that's why Liverpool still remain underground.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay. I accept what you're saying in good faith because you have made your point in good faith. But you will please allow me to respond to you.
Okay.
When this very court case started,
yes,
the court case was not started to go and get freedom in the law court. We wanted, please, people must listen very carefully. We sat down and authorized the court case to go ahead in a place called Canning Town in London. I say things, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
My dear brother, please, we must listen very carefully. I plead with you. We did not go to court to go and get freedom for Biafra. We went to court to go and establish what is called a prima facie case. A case in principle that we have the right, understand this very clearly, to agitate for Biafra. The question was very simple. Is there anything wrong with us agitating for Biafra based on what the UN said, the rights of indigenous people? The answer is yes or no. Very simple. But when we went to court, we started to use a legal method to get our freedom. That is number one. We supported this very case. We encouraged it to continue. And it continued. But when it became apparent to us that we are now being asked to drop every political move and come under a legal move, we asked a simple question. Can you show me where a legal method has ever been used before to achieve freedom? And the answer is zero. Nowhere. We advised. I advised. I cautioned and I said, we have not got any chance to succeed in the law court. Number one, because there is no international or local precedent for it. That is number one, and I'm not a lawyer. Number two, we cannot abandon the political move we are making because our enemies want to kill us. We need to be prepared for them. They said no to it, that they will go to law court. And as we are discussing this very thing, my dear brother, Nigeria expired. Nigeria is an expired product.
Go on, I'm listening.
Nigeria is an expired product. And it has become very, very clear. I told them and I warned them that this case will die in the law court of the zoo and is dead. Do you know that the case hasn't been heard at all?
We know what is obtainable in Nigeria. You don't need to tell us. We know how everything, we know how law goes. But when you said already that because you want to establish TCF permission with the case, so when you have gotten that what you want, why are you castigating it?
No, we have not gotten, you're not listening to me, we did not get what we want because the case became convoluted and hasn't been heard. Understand this very clearly. We have been supporting this case when it started. I'm not running away from that very fact. But the case we supported was not to go to court to ask for independence. We asked them to go to court to establish a prima facie case for the agitation for Biafra. As simple as that. They went,
because they recognized the existence of the indigenous people of Biafra. That is a major achievement.
Where is the ruling?
I
will ask you another question again.
Have the court addressed indigenous people of Biafra?
In which ruling?
They have addressed the court case have been going on
We are educating our people, please. We are not quarreling. We and I are not quarreling. Maybe in the course of this discussion, I will learn something from you I didn't know before. So please, we are not quarreling. I am asking you, where is the ruling? Which day was this ruling made that a de facto recognition?
I did not say ruling. I said that they recognized.
How do you know? How?
Because they have been addressing them and the court case has been going on. So if there is nothing like indigenous people of Biafra, the case could have thrown out. They throw the case away.
Listen, my dear brother, I am not a lawyer. And the barrister I'm coming. The barrister is listening and will clarify things for us. So please, if I'm mistaken in any way, I stand to be corrected. There is a property. When Benjamin Onwuka was telling people that he's a barrister, which he's not, that he read in England, which he did not do, I rose up against it and I said this is a fraud. I don't want fraud associated with Biafra. I made it very clear. Barrister Imam Mezu came on air and said, quoted a particular law in England. It's a property law. I don't know if it's 1925 or whatever. I don't know. And said that you answer anything you want to be called. You can answer any name that you want to be called. If I decide to go to court and I say I want to be known as Izombe Christian Union, you accept me as that. It's your name. Any name you want, you can answer. So, Daddy, I'm giving you an example.
I want to call this issue because I respect you. I cherish all the work you are doing. But we must go back to the original way we are. If you know, if we have any problem, sort it out. Ikedibe is FPC, this is all those is bunkum rubbish.
Why, my dear brother, please. Hang on.
If we don't work together.
Listen.
If we don't work together, I was born and brought up at school in Igbo land. I'm just telling you that we're not going anywhere. I will know there are bad people and some, but we must work together, solve the problem, solve the bad eggs. Without this,
An impression. My dear brother, I want to correct an impression today, and I'm sure you're listening to me. I will crave your indulgence. I will beg you in the name of Chukwu Abiama. Please get a pen and paper so you don't forget. Because I want to, if you don't call back tomorrow, I will call you live on air. There are some answers I need from you. If you give me those answers, anything you want me to do, I will do it. Can you get a pen and paper?
I'm listening.
Please, get a pen and paper and take down these questions. I want answers too. I want you to go back to Bilie and ask them this question. Are they working with Rocha Sokorocha or not? It's a very simple question. Are you working with Rocha Sokorocha or not? If you come back tomorrow live on air here and say they told you that the answer is no, we reintegrate them into the struggle. Is that okay?
See, after we short to
no, no, no. I asked you a question, my dear brother, please.
Listen, this is not a question I answered to. I know all those. I'm not into politics. Like you said, why I really started listening to you, that truth you said, you must. I'm not into politics. I know. Some of the struggle, those people in the struggle have maybe connection with the politicians, but it is not enough to be start making problem. We are not heading anywhere.
No, but do you agree? I know. I accept what you're saying. Unity is a very wonderful thing, but do you accept also that the struggle for Biafra failed before because we had traitors from within? Are you aware of that?
You will learn from that.
We have done so. Now, that's exactly what we're doing. Because we learned from that, that is why any time everybody removed from Radio Biafra from indigenous people, I have a dossier on all of them. I will tell you what they did. I will tell you what they did. If you go behind and you try to plan a coup, and you are caught, you will be removed. It's only natural. As simple as that. What happened in our case with Bilie is very, very simple, my dear brother. It is a case of dishonesty. I asked a simple question which nobody can answer. So I will not... I'm coming, please. I need to...
We are of this case, but I haven't heard of anything tangible. I believe that there are certain things still there behind you people haven't said. To me, without all the things said, I haven't seen anything that warrants this problem we are having now.
I will tell you why. Why don't you listen to me? Why don't you? You asked me now, and I told you, if you give me an answer, anything you come on air, anything you want me to do, I will do. If you want me to stand down as the director of Radio Biafra, I will do so without any qualms. I asked you a simple question, and I'm asking you now direct. Will you work with Rocha Sokorocha in the liberation of Biafra?
No.
Now,
no.
Thank you very much. I now want you to go back to Bilie and ask them this question. Is Rocha Sokorocha part of what you're doing? If you come back tomorrow and say no, that you ask them point blank and they say no to you, if you come back, we reintegrate them live on air tomorrow.
Let me get you right. Your question is that Rocha Sokorocha is part of the struggle, or that Bilie is having a relationship with Rocha Sokorocha, or that Bilie knows Rocha Sokorocha?
Yes.
I want to know.
Yes, Bilie is having a relationship with Rocha Sokorocha. That is number one. Okay. And number two, and I must make it abundantly clear, number two, my very good friend and father, Ike Dife, is a very good man. I have nothing to say about him, but when I meet him, when I go home, I meet him, any discussion we have, we can have it face to face. I won't have discussion with him on the air. I have respect for my elders. One thing is very, very clear. I want people who are honest. If you say something, you say, I said this, but it's out of ignorance, out of mistake. You ask to be forgiven, you be forgiven. I hate people that lie. I hate liars with a passion. I can't stand them. That is the problem we have with who created Bilie to start with. Radio Biafra did.
Radio Biafra and Bilie together.
Listen.
So that's why they were doing things together. Everything was moving at a sudden. Problems everywhere.
And that Barrister Mamesu is on the line. Anytime I say something, I give an example. People that listen to me will know. I don't walk alone. I always tell you, give you examples, those who are present. Do you know we had an agreement? Our people shouldn't be frustrated. This is Biafra. Everything is done in the open. We don't hide anything here. Do you know there was an agreement between us and Bilie?
I read that.
Do you know why Uche Mefo insisted that we have that agreement? Because we didn't want to quarrel. Uche Mefo said no to cement this relationship. We not tomorrow now they will say here they come again. Biafrans are quarreling. Sign a document. My dear brother, we signed a document. What did the document say? The document said, Radio Biafra and Bilie, you are one. You work together. These people come. This. Please go back and ask them a simple question. Who broke the agreement? That's the only two questions I will leave with you. If you come back here tomorrow, I will call you. If you don't call, we'll call you on air, because you called on air to lay your allegations on air. I will call you tomorrow night. If you come back to us tomorrow and say that Rocha Sokorocha is not part of Bilie, if you come back tomorrow night and they say that Radio Biafra broke the agreement, I will resign my position live on air tomorrow.
Yeah, I've got what you said. But I still insist. We'll have to work together to get what we want.
Without Okorocha? Do you agree? Without Okorocha? Without Okorocha?
If Okorocha shouldn't know anything about the struggle. But that Bilie have a relationship with Okorocha, it's not something that will want the whole. But if it's part of the struggle, I'm not part of it.
Go back, my dear brother. You have two questions in your hands. Ask them. Are you in romance with Okorocha, number one? And number two, who broke the agreement? If the answer to that is that, to the latter, is that Radio Biafra broke the agreement, I will take whatever they tell you. Because okay. I know anything they tell you, I will accept it. I don't have to be there. Ask them and come back tomorrow. If they say to you tomorrow that they are not romancing Rocha Okorocha, with all the wealth of evidence we have before us, if they come back and say that Radio Biafra broke the agreement, I will resign live on air tomorrow. I will no longer direct Radio Biafra.
I accept what you said, but I will only go with if they break the agreement. I don't go with romancing. I don't know what. I'm not a politician. So I will only, if they break the agreement, then they are at fault.
Ask them, my dear brother. Anything they tell you, I will accept. If they say that Radio Biafra is at fault, I will not cross-check it with you. I will accept it live on air. Because I know that the evidence is so overwhelming. We have what they wrote. They wrote it down on a piece of paper. That even if they broke the agreement, is that why I should be angry to the extent I'm angry? We wrote the agreement so that we will not break. We called them together and said, I called meetings after meetings and I said to them, my dear people, are we together in this thing or not? Are we one family or not? I have instances and people who are present at those meetings where I was pleading to Bilie, don't let this thing break. Don't let it break. And they allowed it to break. I have the emails. I was pleading with them. Don't break this thing. They removed themselves from it because they thought Okorocha has money. And I don't. Of course, I don't have any money. But Okorocha is the governor. He has money. They went behind my back to go and talk to the enemies of Biafra. That is unpardonable. That is high treason. If we were in the battlefield, they would be shot dead, court-martialed and executed for bringing a culture close to Biafra. That is an insult to 3.5 million people dead. I will not countenance it because my obligation is to the dead, not to the living. It's to the dead. We honored on the 30th of May. My dear brother, I welcome your call. Go and do your research and come back tomorrow.
Another thing now. Just leave Bilie. If you are, anytime you are talking about them, you are ridiculing everything. Just leave them and go on. Do your thing.
I will not allow criminality in Biafra land. You may allow it, but I will not. I will not allow criminality. It's impossible. Biafra cannot be Nigeria. Impossible. Instead, all of us will perish and die. Nonsense. Biafra is not Nigeria. Impossible. Impossible. Allow me, impossible. We are, there is compromise and weak men. Weak men, bribery and corruption and compromise will not prevail in Biafra. Impossible. And MEM, instead all of us will perish. Instead of Biafra to be like Nigeria, there will be no Biafra at all. Impossible. To compromise with criminals and vandals can never happen. Not under my watch. Maybe under your watch, I don't know. I don't know. People are all over the place calling Radio Biafra. Let's see. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have callers everywhere. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they are not paying attention. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, loud and clear, please.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
I'm Mr. Onu Zurike from Stuttgart, Germany.
Thank you.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Director, I don't want to be calling Radio Biafra every time. Maybe for a while now, I haven't called. But why I call this evening is because of a hard your voice. You know, I'm trying to suspect that these people want to bribe you. Or want to No, I'm coming. Director, allow me to speak.
Please do.
You know, people that told us that we are going to get Biafra in 20 years, you are speaking with them. I'm not happy. I don't want to hear anything about Biafra. Do you know how many messages or what they used to write in Facebook everywhere to castigate this movement? Now you are talking to them on phone on this line. I'm not happy with that. That's why I don't want to be calling the Radio Biafra every time, but that's why I call tonight.
I accept what you have said. I accept it.
They will not step in this struggle.
They can never stay with us. They know that very well.
You don't have right to call. Don't call them. You don't need to call them. Let us continue like this. They say without them, we can't get Biafra. Now, Nigerian court have postponed this day.
For 3 months.
So, Director, please, let us continue the way we are.
Of course. We
Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Well spoken. And the barrister is with me. The barrister is a... I think we need to give barrister Nobel Prize. He's a peaceful man. He reminds me of my father. My father, his chieftaincy title before he became the traditional ruler of my people is a mood. I'm not in that category. I'm not in that. I don't believe that you do peace with men of dishonorable intent. Not possible. This is Radio Biafra from my dear brother who is on Skype. Can you hear me? If you can hear me, please speak. Can you hear me? No, they can't. The person on Skype, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well. Can you hear me? No. Let us go to the barrister himself because we are overrunning. Barrister Mamezu, is there any way, please, you can hear my voice? Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Of course I'm here. You told me to hang on. I'm hanging on.
You are a man of peace. I don't want to come to you after this conversation.
Director, you know the guy that come from Liverpool, way he was sounding with all amount of anger and frustration, he will not tell me anything about peace because I know peace more than he does. Now, let's step back a bit. Originally, we are all preaching about this particular court case. You've explained to the guy, we went there to establish a prima facie. And this prima facie has not been established up to today. Okay. Now, the reality now is this. You also told this guy that whilst we are doing and going through this process, which every time it is adjourned, remember when they paid Biafra? Was it 25
Naira? No, 5,000 Naira.
5,000 Naira.
Yes.
Right. That was because these people came late. After how many postponements, in the end, they came. And that Judge Shuaibu fined them that amount. That was just a preamble. While the proceedings were going on, the zoo expired. Remember, Director, as we do things on a daily basis, we keep researching. In fact, since we started this Radio Biafra, we've researched quite a lot of things that we are not even aware of at the beginning. If we knew that Biafra was about to, that the zoo was about to expire, wouldn't even have gone into the same process. Okay, the reason for going there has not been achieved up to today. So my brother in Liverpool, Nigeria hasn't got a legal power. It does not exist as a country anyway. It expired on the 31st of last year, December 2013. It has expired. It's not me or Director that wrote it. It was Lugard, the man who formed and amalgamated the zoo. Time span was given. It must expire. He says that these people are not, they're not compatible. However, he even begged the authority here in United Kingdom. These people you want me to amalgamate together are not the same people. They said to him, you must amalgamate them. Otherwise, we won't get what we want. Lugard said to them, however, if you want me to, I'll put a caveat that after all the whole years, 100 years on the dot, these people can separate because I know they are not compatible in the midst of all these shenanigans. The zoo expired. So, my brother, if you are in our shoes, you keep quiet and carry on going to court. The one that has expired. How many bombs exploded today? Use your brains, Biafrans, Igbos. How many bombs exploded today while you're going to court? And the people who will give you this, your freedom, are the people who are building and planting all these bombs against you. Does it make sense? My brother in Liverpool, advise those with you to calm down and make and do what is right. Within me, I like association. I like relationship. I love people. But whereby you are doing something contrary to our agreement, it will not tally. It's okay for you to call and say you don't like how Obasima Mezu and Director is sounded. How are we sounded? We are talking to the whole world. You cannot get your freedom by going to court. That is one. Secondly, the court you are going to has no legal power. It has expired. Even a layman will know this. You don't have to be a lawyer to know this. It has expired. So, my people, be upright and be sensible in anything you want to say. Do not come here with anger. Anything you want to say, think of it. Listen. Make your background checks. Then when you talk to us, you'll be reasonable. Anything we do here, we are not victimizing anybody. Director is not Biafra. He wants to make sure that all these killings stops. And that's what we're doing. Nobody carries this name, Biafra, on his or her head. It's for everybody. It's for all of us. But you cannot do anything wrong in order to obtain right. No. You can't do anything wrong to get right. And for you to get right, you have to follow that righteous path. We say we are looking for Biafra at all costs. Doesn't mean that we start killing anybody we see, just like Boko Haram are doing. They want Sharia law. They want a Sharia state. They are killing those they will do business with. Does it make sense? They are killing you. It's okay, you are there in Liverpool, but there are your people who are at home facing bomb attack every day. It won't touch you. If you are showing your anger, donate money, bring what it takes to restore Biafra. When we get to Biafra land, then we argue. We talk, we shout, we be upset. We are just theorizing. You go to court, you will not obtain freedom. Period. Barrister, I'm standing by.
And you will, Barrister. And that will be tomorrow morning. Thank you very much, because we have come to the end of today's show. The time now here in London is 10 minutes past the hour of 10 p.m. in the evening. We thank all of you, wherever you are. We have somebody on the line, please. We do apologize. I don't know who it is. Anyway, let us try and see. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello. Good evening, Director.
Good evening,
my name is Uchenna Oranu. I'm from Nza in Ozuoblo in Biafraland. I'm a UK-born Biafran, but I feel that I have definitely been baptized in Biafran fire.
Thank you.
I'd just like to say that, you know, the message is getting out there. The message is getting out to many other UK-born Biafrans, because, you know, if your parents are Biafran, then you yourself have to be Biafran. You know, it's not something that you can ignore. It's not something you can forget or you can turn away from. There just seems to be some kind of cognitive dissonance where people react to some messages that come across from Radio Biafra. But I still say to them, stick with it. You don't have to agree with everything. All you need to do is remember that the overall message, the overall intention is for freedom for Biafra and Biafrans. So as long as you're honest and as long as you're pure of heart, then stick with it, and the finer points of it, the details, you know, aren't, it's not that they're not important, but the most important part is that Biafra is free and Biafra happens.
I agree with you, my dear brother. I agree with you. And when people like you who are born here of Biafran parentage, you have everything right here in front of you. You have everything you can ever wish for in life. And you remember where you come from. Your call this evening has given me hope and so much joy that there are people like you that remember where they come from. And you are prepared to come out to say, I am a Biafran. May Chukwu Abiama bless and guide and sustain you. Thank you very much. And your advice is taken. What matters ultimately is there any Biafra or not? That is the question. Not all these semantics. They won't count anymore. And I thank you very, very much for that. And on that very beautiful note, I hasten to add, we bring today's proceedings to an end. Thank you very much. We reconvene again 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Some of you are worried. Tell me, tomorrow evening we are going to preach this weapons thing. How are we going to get it? As simple as that. Do you want us to go into battle with only 30 rifles? The same thing that happened in 67 will happen to us again. We start to run out of bullets. We answer is that is no. If you want us to go and steal, you come up on the air and say, please, could you consider going to First Bank along Wedra Road or whatever? Go and rob them. Then we know you're sending us to go and steal. But for now, Chukwu Abiama called us to do this very work, and he must provide a way. After all, you are his children. You are not my children. You belong to Chukwu Abiama. What he likes is going to do with you, according to how you behave, of course. Thank you. Thank you all very much for listening. We reconvene again 7 a.m. in the morning to 9 a.m. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Live radio Biafra broadcast once again. We thank all of you. On behalf of myself, Barrister Mamezu, the editorial board of Radio Biafra, and by extension, the indigenous people of Biafra, we continue to do what you have asked us to do. We wish you, wherever you are, God's protection all the time. But remember that this Biafra we talk about, with so much zeal, commitment and passion, will and will always remain our religion. On this very beautiful platform, Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama, Chukwu Okike, is God. He will guide, bless, sustain and keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Good evening from London, and see you again 7 a.m. in the morning.